What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Extra the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Thursday, the 9th of October, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, we're going to take a look today at more at Trump's civic war. Will it become a civil war? We have the courts considering the legality of this. We have officers who are looking at whether or not they should obey unlawful orders. We have states looking at the 10th Amendment, and we have we the people looking at military martial law on the streets. And then as all of this is happening, we have the EU and California ramping up the surveillance and the censorship. In the third hour, we're going to have an interview with James Bradley, the author of Flags of Our Fathers that was made into a movie by Clint Eastwood. He has another war book. This one is called Personal Freedom. It is a fictional narrative rather than a nonfiction book, as the others were. It's a fictional narrative of both sides of the Vietnam War. It should be very interesting to talk to him. He spent 10 years in Vietnam doing research for this book. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Well, again, Donald Trump is ramping things up, and you have to look at it and, you know, how much of this is theater, circus, and chaos, and how much of it is just really trying to push us into a fourth turning conflict. But it is all setting up, regardless of what it is setting up dangerous precedents yet again, and this really has been Trump's role to set precedents. It's a precedent that destroys the Constitution, the rule of law, the separation of powers, and our civilian government. Trump has called for the jailing of the Chicago mayor, the Illinois governor, and this is a comment, commentary opinion piece from Mediaite, and I really agreed with it. I said, this is not theater. It's not a tweetable grievance. It is an unprecedented assault on constitutional norms, on federalism, and on the rule of law. Yet the media's reaction in certain circles will almost certainly be muted. Absolutely should not be and cannot be. What's even worse about this, again, this is something that's published on a left-leaning site, is the cheering that I see happening on the conservative sites. The announcement on Truth on Social on Wednesday said Chicago mayor should be in jail for failing to protect ICE officers. Governor Pritzker also. You know, we haven't had a president who went around jailing elected officials since Abraham Lincoln. It is very disconcerting to see how Donald Trump is falling into the pattern of those other two disastrous fourth-turning presidents, Lincoln and FDR. Americans have become numb to insults, numb to threats, numb to authoritarian theater masquerading as politics. Federal troops on state soil without the governor's consent. Well, that triggers the Posse Comitatus Act. That tests the Insurrection Act. That should make lawyers, historians, and journalists set up straight, but too often it doesn't. Too often, it's just background noise. Trump's threat is more than personal theater. It is a blueprint for the normalization of authoritarianism. It is a public declaration that elected officials can be bullied, criminalized, intimidated for political reasons. And the media, conditioned by years of pejorative outrage, risks failing to signal just how dangerous this is. And of course, when we look at elected officials being bullied, criminalized, intimidated for political reasons, this has been a left-right march with both Biden and now with Trump. And they hand the baton to each other and they take it to the next level, each of them escalating this. And I knew when this all was happening, I said Trump should de-escalate this. Yes, people who did wrong should be prosecuted, but it should be seen as restoring the rule of law rather than taking it to the next level to show his personal power by bullying people and making it about a personal vendetta. But that's what it has become in many cases. And that's the way that he is responding to this as well. You know, he's going to take a personal vendetta against other politicians who get in his way. I just have to say, and repeat it over and over again, when you look at these people, when you look at like Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, these people who are telling lies for Trump and doing all kinds of things to support him, the Supreme Court has said that the executive has some immunity, not them. And so we'll see what happens to them. They may be hoisted by their own petard, so to speak, in the coming years. Reporters must explain why this is not politics as usual, why this is not a rhetorical flourish, why it is a breach of constitutional norms. Headlines like Trump ramps up his rhetoric or chaos in Chicago do a disservice to readers and viewers. The public deserves context and clarity. They deserve a sense of the stakes involved. History will judge how journalists respond. Will we recognize this for what it is, a direct assault on the democratic order, or will we shrug and move on? And I have to say, I don't know who this guy is. It's writing for Mediaite. But who did that? You know, did we just shrug and move on from the COVID stuff? That was a huge precedent. And so many cases, everybody everywhere, even the people who recognized how awful it was and how counterproductive it was, how it destroyed our economy, killed people, set new precedents for government power. A lot of those people still just walked away. Certainly the politicians did because they all had a hand in it. They're not going to come after each other. But it's amazing to me how people just walked away and shrugged their shoulders. Glad it's over, huh? Trump's call to jail the governor and the mayor is not just a provocation, it is a warning, and it is a test of the media's courage. And so was 2020. I don't know, like I said, I don't think these people had anything at all to say about that. So, the Truth Social.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
But got all the headlines yesterday. It comes as his administration faces legal challenges by officials to block the deployment of National Guard to Chicago and other urban areas. Hundreds of troops from the Texas National Guard gathered at Army Training Center in Illinois on Tuesday, despite objections from local officials. Pritzker said, I will not back down. Trump is now calling for the arrest of elected representatives. On Tuesday, Pritzker took a jab at Trump, an event in Minneapolis, saying that the president is deploying the units because he's out of his mind and has dementia. No, that's not it. That's not it. It's much worse than that. This is like giving him an excuse like, well, he was fooled by these people. You know, it was the deep state fooled him in 2020. No, it's not, he wasn't fooled. It's not dementia. This is his character. This is his personality. And we should not be offering ridiculous excuses like that.
It's kind of like those miss me yet things. Remember when the president was just senile?
Yeah, that's right. It was much worse than senile. This is it's absolutely insane. This is a man who has something stuck in his head, and he can't get it out of his head. He doesn't read. He doesn't know anything up to date. It's just something in the recesses of his brain that is effectuating to have him call out these cities. Unfortunately, he has the power of the military, the power of the federal government to do his bidding, and that is what he is doing. So that part of it, I think, is correct. He said he's not had any conversations with his staff or other Democrat governors regarding a so-called soft secession, a political and legal theory that has grown during Trump's second term, in which Democrat states would gradually withdraw their cooperation with the federal government, including withholding financial support, without formally leaving the union, which would really set these guys off. Like I said, you know, when Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about time for a national divorce, just understand that you're married to an abusive, violent maniac who will try to kill you if you divorce him. That's the federal government. That's our federal head, if you will. It truly is insane, the time that we live in right now. But that's the issue. This violates the law of the Constitution, and hopefully the Supreme Court will call this down. But it's very important, the principles of separation of power and of the Tenth Amendment. And we even have some Republican senators who are making that point now, as afraid as they are of Trump. And I got to say, you know, the way that you handle a bully is not to keep bowing to him. Somebody's got to walk up and punch him in the face rhetorically. And I hope some of these senators do. They're starting to get the courage to take a swing at him every once in a while, but they don't really land a punch. The last time the Insurrection Act was invoked was by George H.W. Bush during the L.A. riots in 92. And that's the kind of thing that you would expect, right? If you've got a city that is burning, but these are not, crime is high in these areas. But again, that's something for the people to handle. And if they don't want to handle it, as we were talking about yesterday, Travis, you know, it's like trying to send the U.S. military into Iraq to make order out of it, or Afghanistan, when the people there don't want it. They don't want democracy. They don't care about having it enough to fight for it. That was with the support of the California governor at the time, Pete Wilson. It was also used in Chicago in 1968 by LBJ to curb rioting there over the assassination of Martin Luther King and the backing of Mayor Daley there. But for the acting governor, Samuel Shapiro. So both the mayor and the governor supported that. Those are riots that were part of the convention, the Democrat convention, leading up to it. It's one of the reasons why LBJ did not run again. But again, these are massive riots in a city. The last time it was invoked over the opposition of a sitting government was in 1965, when Johnson used it to federalize troops to protect civil rights marchers in Montgomery, Alabama, over the objections of segregationist George Wallace. And of course, the violence done against the marchers in Montgomery, Alabama, was how Morris Deese got involved, the guy at the Southern Poverty Law Center. Not that he came after the Ku Klux Klan. Morris Deese represented the Ku Klux Klan, who was burning the buses and beating the protesters. That's where Morris Deese, the Southern Poverty Law Center founder, that's how he got started in this. And after he defended the Ku Klux Klan, he started doing direct mail for about a decade. And then out of that grew the Southern Poverty Law Center. Eisenhower also famously invoked the act in 1957 to order the Arkansas National Guard to stand down from its orders from the governor at the time to prevent segregation of Little Rock's public schools following the Supreme Court's Brown versus Board of Education ruling. Eisenhower also deployed the Army's 101st Airborne Division to protect the black students who were attending classes. So the two times that we have had in recent history, say last century, where we've had the president overruling the governor has been to protect civil rights there. And this is, and then we've had a couple of situations where we've had the Insurrection Act that was done to stop rioting in Chicago or L.A. This doesn't match any of those types of things. It's a completely separate category. It's a very important and dangerous precedent. GOP senators are increasingly anxious about Trump's aggressive use of the National Guard. Republican senators said that the conflict between federal and state authorities has escalated dramatically over the weekend. Trump moved to send National Guard soldiers to Illinois and Oregon, despite opposition from their governors. His use of the military force was all the more controversial because of a Trump-appointed federal judge in Oregon. That was the one that he appointed when he was there previous term, has said this violates the 10th Amendment. Senate Republicans now want to support Trump's efforts to crack down on illegal immigration, but they said the president's actions are raising alarming questions about states' rights. No, states do not have rights. States have powers. Let's understand that. Institutions do not have rights. The federal government doesn't have any rights. The state doesn't have any rights. People have rights. Why? Because we're created in the image of God. Humans have rights. States do not. Institutions do not. I hate to see that term, states' rights. But they have powers, and those powers are there to prevent the consolidation of power. And if Trump is about anything, he is about consolidation of power. Very much like FDR, and that should very much concern you. And look, these as we had the interview yesterday with the author who did the FDR biography, FDR Political Life. And
are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home absolutely free with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Yeah, as we're talking about that, you could see that there were a lot of Democrats who had opposed FDR restructuring the government and violating the Constitution, even though they agreed with what he wanted to accomplish, at that time they understood that the end does not justify the means. And the question is, are we going to have any Republicans who will understand that? And will we have any Republicans who are not overcome with fear about Trump focusing on them and becoming a target of intimidation like Trump? So they have questions about states, let's just say powers, presidential authority, and the precedent of deploying National Guard troops across state lines. Tom Tillis, who I'm not a fan of, this is the thing. Again, this has made some very strange bedfellows for us. And you have to look at this and say, when you see that you're on the same side with some of these people, wait a minute, am I wrong about this? they're on this side in many cases simply because they oppose Trump, not necessarily because they got the principles right. But they can say the right things. And I said this is one of the things that is concerning, is the fact that Trump is making heroes out of people like the Chicago mayor and the Illinois governor, who are hardcore bad people, wrong on pretty much every issue. I mean, these people are collectivists, socialists, you name it. And Tom Tillis is also somebody that I have not supported for a very long time, a Republican senator from North Carolina. He said, if you look at this particular issue, I don't see how you can argue that this comports with any sort of conservative view of states' rights. And again, this is somebody who, even though he's a Republican, he's not a conservative. And he has declared that he's not going to be running for re-election. So it's safe for him to come out and criticize Trump. And then you have some of the other people who come out to criticize Trump are people who are trying to, I think more than anything, if they're going to stay in, you got people like Murkowski and Collins, other liberal Republicans who just want to get some space between them and Trump because he's so toxic. And so they live in states that are not heavily Republican, and they got to maintain a little bit of distance from Trump. So it works out for them to criticize him. Lisa Murkowski said she's worried about the precedent of sending National Guard members from one state to another, despite the objections of those states' governors. It's one thing if a governor asks and says, hey, I need help. She said, but I'm concerned, I'm very apprehensive about the use of our military for policing and more the politicization that we are seeing within the military. This is not the role of our military. She said, fellow Republican senators don't want to clash with the president, but that they're also sympathetic to states' rights. Again, they're afraid of precedent Trump. And again, it is the state's power as defined by the 10th Amendment. It even says those powers are not delegated to the federal government, not those rights. There's a complete misreading. And, you know, we've seen people like Obama say the Bill of Rights is really there as negative rights. No, it's there as restrictions against the government. The government doesn't have any rights. And so it's important. Words mean things, and these concepts mean things. And we need to keep clarity about this. The difference between rights and privileges and rights and powers make all the difference in the world. One Republican senator who requested anonymity, they're afraid of Trump. So that Trump's attempts to circumvent restrictions on his deployment of National Guard troops in Democrat states raises, quote, questions. I think he's just poking his finger in their eye, said the senator. Well, you know, he's poking his finger in the eye of the Constitution. He's poking his finger in the Bill of Rights. He has nothing but contempt for the Bill of Rights. He has nothing but contempt for due process and for the rule of law and for individual rights. And so, of course, he doesn't care about the 10th Amendment either. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat, noted the judge was confirmed with strong bipartisan support, the judge who is opposing him. She was appointed by Trump, but then got bipartisan support. He said there's no question that the Trump administration flouted Emmer Gut's Saturday order. Senator Rand Paul said he's not a fan of deploying federal troops into American cities, but he argued that there is a supremacy of federal authority when it comes to protecting federal property. Well, still, the federal government is specifically prohibited from suppressing peaceful demonstrations. And so when we look at this, these snipers on the roof of the ICE building, again, as we pointed out, this is not something that this happened a couple of was a week or so ago, I think it was. But here's the video. I showed you the pictures of these guys up on the roof shooting down from the top of the roof at people who were hollering at them. You know, that's allowed in a form of government. Right there, okay, we'll play that again. Right there you see there's a guy in black. He's got his hands lifted up. He was a priest in a collar. He said he was offering a prayer. And they shot him right there, shot him in the face with a pepper ball. That's your government right there. So, anyway, so that's protecting their federal authority, is it? Protecting their federal property? I'm sorry, that doesn't cut it.
Also have the other video of the sniper shooting down at the protesters.
Yeah, go ahead and play that. Yeah, there they are up there.
They're shooting fucking rubber bullets down at this crowd, and they ain't doing shit. They're just standing there flipping them off.
You are allowed to peacefully protest. and redress your grievances. And they say, well, they were blocking some vehicles from getting in there. Well, you know, you can move them from there, but it's all about the amount of force that you use, isn't it? Let's say that people are blocking the vehicle and you decide you're just going to run over them with your MRAP. Would that be justified? It would be to Breitbart. It would be to WND. It would be to people like Mike Huckabee. Who cares, right? You're my way. Get out of here. You don't count. You're not a human. Well, anyway, Rand Paul criticized Democrat mayors for supporting soft-on-crime policies, which he argued have triggered federal intervention. I think that we can say that the soft-on-crime stuff cuts both ways, and I think it's been going on for quite some time. I think both the federal government as well as local governments have been releasing dangerous criminals over and over again. So why don't we start before we start
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Exits to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
The police, the militarized police, brutalizing people on the street. Why don't we first start trying to fix the courts and do some bureaucratic adjustments here? Look at Chicago, the murder capital of the U.S. People live in utter despair, and they voted for the Democrats for 70 years, said Rand Paul. It's right for the president to point out and to try to offer help. I think the Democrats would be better off actually accepting this help. Yeah, but he's not right to force it. That's the whole point. He's not offering to help. He is demanding that he's going to go in there, because this is about a personal vendetta, and anybody understands that that looks at this. He's going to go in and make Chicago safe for democracy. Remember that clip where he had the big militarized raid on the apartment building, and there was a lady that lived there, and she said, you know, she's a Chicago resident, and of course they got a lot of violence, but she said it's the first time that a gun was stuck in her face. And that took the federal government to do that and throw flashbangs in apartments where kids are and take the kids out and put them in zip tie handcuffs and separate them from their parents. Susan Collins, a moderate who's up for re-election next year, a Democrat-leaning state. And so it's easy for her to come out and try to put some space between her and Trump. It's necessary for her to do this. She pointed to Chicago's crime problem and the sky-high murder rate, but she said deploying National Guard troops works much better when the governor is in concert with the president. You know, I think everything would work much better if we were in concert with the Constitution. How about that? Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican, told reporters Monday that he was briefed on the deployment of California and Texas Guard troops. He said, if there are federal personnel who are threatened, then I think the president has a right to protect them. But he said he expects the Trump administration to follow the judge's rulings, noting district court rulings will be appealed to the appellate courts and perhaps to the Supreme Court. So that's where we are, folks. This is a very dangerous time. Not only is it a fourth turning, but this is the types of things that you would expect to see in fourth turning. It's the type of stuff that we saw with Abraham Lincoln, unfortunately. And it's the kind of stuff that we saw in a less confrontational way. Behind the scenes, FDR was doing it. But Trump is in the face of people. And so that's the difference, you know, when you have a complete restructuring of government like FDR did. Or if you just want to get in people's face, you can have a civil war. See a comment here from Guard Goldsmith. Good to see you, Guard. Liberty Conspiracy. He says, I'm anxious to know how an act, the so-called Insurrection Act, supersedes an article in the Constitution. That's not possible, Trump. Yes, that's right. That's right. Whenever they create, you know, say, well, we got this law, we have this act or whatever. Well, it's always subject to what the Constitution says. And when you overturn the very straightforward, simple things in the Constitution, as Trump has done over and over again, I've never seen in my lifetime a president who has more open contempt for it. I mean, when the Democrats ignore the Constitution, they'll always do something like, well, you know, I really support the Second Amendment, but I don't support this particular thing here or that gun there, you know. And so we see the hypocrisy with it. But Trump just comes out and says, nah, we don't want to have, I can do any of this stuff I want to. Trucker Chris for the win says, I can see Trump using troops to stifle protests against wars for Israel. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he isn't that far from it, right? He's used the economic thing right now, which is what MAGA didn't want to say that he was involved in any of the COVID stuff. It was all about the money. It's the same type of thing he's doing to Harvard and other colleges that are allowing free speech protests on their campus. It was always about the money. But if the money doesn't work, you'll get the jackboot and the fist in the face. So, you want to take that one, Travis?
Yeah, Defy Tyrant, 1776. The states created the cancerous federal government, and they can abolish it, and they should.
Yes, yes. So, you know, the question is, will there be a blowback against Trump, or will people just kind of sheepishly go along? So far, the Republicans are just sheepishly going along. They need to stand up and do the right thing, because if they don't, we're going to be going into an authoritarian government brought on by a civil war, in my opinion. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Wait a minute. Where am I?
Sorry, Jefferson. The scoundrels who put America on central bank fiat currency used our heads on their coins as some sort of trophy. Despicable.
This is outrageous. Washington, I spent my life fighting centralized power. Now the Federal Reserve monopoly parades us around on their monopoly money. Tell me there's some good news to all this.
Well, there is a coin they can't control. One that isn't backed by the Fed, but backed by the Fed up. The all-new David Knight Show commemorative coin. Now patriots can support a show that won't sell out with a limited edition coin that's sure to sell out quickly.
They say money talks, and this coin has something worth listening to. The truth doesn't need inflation, only support.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SPINQUEST.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly. Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
Well, I want to talk about AI, and I'm not talking about artificial intelligence. I'm talking about artificial integrity. This is what we're saying from Pam Bondi and from Kash Patel and the rest of these people in the Trump administration. Artificial integrity. Pam Bondi having a full meltdown over simple questions about Trump, and I played some of the back and forth of that yesterday. I won't repeat those, but she went for the jugular and went for ad hominem attacks of people. Even the absurdity of saying to one of the individuals, well, you got donations from a guy who hung around with Jeffrey Epstein. He didn't come back at her. He could have said, you work for a guy who was his best friend for 15 years, who knows what they were up to. But anyway, she is has lost all credibility, I think.
They like going for ad hominem attacks, but they're never very good at them. I could give them a lesson.
That's right. That's right.
You want to see.
So her approach was to fight back. And yet, again, when you look at this and you look at the statements, when these guys go before Congress, they've got to be looking over their shoulder at the charges they're brought against James Comey. But I think that. It's kind of interesting. I think that the Trump administration doesn't think they're going to win that case. If you look at the people that they brought in, they couldn't find any prosecutors in the district that wanted to do that. And actually, he brought in to run this prosecution, he brought in his own personal lawyer, Trump did, who has never done any trial work whatsoever, certainly not as a prosecutor or as a defender. She has been an insurance lawyer or something. And So they don't even have any experienced people. I guess anybody who's experienced doesn't want to end their career on this hill. It's pretty amazing. And the fact that this is all about optics and politics and theatrics was kind of admitted by Kash Patel. You can't pin Kash Patel down on anything. That should be a warning flag that the guy's got no integrity when he won't give you a straight answer. And so, you know, he was there for hours beating around the bush and giving partial answers to people and clever, studied, evasive answers, even to the extent that when they asked him, did you fire somebody because they wouldn't do a perp walk of Comey? He goes, well, people have to do what they're told, and if they don't, they're dismissed. He wouldn't answer the question, but in a sense, he did. So
here's a bit of an ad hominem. Cash is as crooked as his nose is.
Every time I see a picture of him, he looks like he's stunned, you know, he's caught in the headlights. It's kind of like Adam Schiff is the same way, you know, both of them look like they're constantly surprised, you know, and stunned.
What's going on?
Anyway, when you look at this, what they're doing with Epstein, it's not fooling anybody. And the longer they do this, the deeper the hole that they're digging. Ty Cobb, who at one point in time was Trump's lawyer when the Lawfare was absurd against him. He brought in Ty Cobb, and he says that Bondi is the most reprehensible attorney general in U.S. history. Well, certainly in my lifetime, I guess. And that's saying something because we've had some real stinkers that have been out there. He was on CNN, and he said...
hold on. When you think about it, though, it's a mixture of two words. Attorneys are reprehensible, evil, wicked. General, most of our generals are reprehensible, evil, and wicked. They merge these two things, and so now, you know, you get some of the worst people imaginable. So
I don't know. There might be some good attorneys and some generals, but she's generally bad as an attorney, I think. Referencing Bondi's testimony, He said, I think we saw today from the Attorney General how low the representatives of the Justice Department will go. She said, Erin Burnett was interviewing him. She said, what did you make of Bondi today? The point of her presentation clearly was to show disgust and disregard, right? Is that what she wanted to convey? Is that why she was just going with all these personal attacks? And he goes, because this is what she conveyed. Have you seen something like that before? He said, never. I think today she achieved one thing. She knocked John Mitchell off the perch of reprehensible attorney generals as number one, despite his guilty plea and his time in jail. In other words, you know, what they're criticizing her for is that she's acting like Trump. You know, she's decided that rather than having a cordial exchange and a disagreement over issues or whatever, she's just going to come out swinging personally against people. Where'd she learn that from? Her boss. He added, she tried to mislead the MAGA faithful with regard to Epstein by saying, well, we'll try to get the grand jury minutes, knowing that there was nothing in the grand jury minutes that would shed any light on this. It's all just a game of deception, he said. This is basically designed to affect the credibility of various institutions, the Justice Department or and the Congress today. The lack of respect that's being shown for the institutions that have driven America to the leadership of the world is shocking, he said, but it is right out of the authoritarian handbook. So, again, what is going on with Marjorie? Ask Trump. He's getting concerned because he is losing reliable allies over the key issues. And this is going to be the defining point. You know, it's an integrity test, like I said. Is there going to be artificial integrity? We have seen that from Kash Patel, from Dan Bongino, from Pam Bondi. But I think when you look at certainly Thomas Massey, and we're starting to see it from Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're starting to stand up for some principles, even if they have to stand against Trump. And, of course, if you're going to stand for principles, you will have to stand against Trump. So he's very concerned about it. You know, she's been, you know, the person's been on my side. And so now what is going on with Marjorie, he puts out, says on the report from NBC News. Green said, I'm not some sort of blind slave to the president. I don't think anyone should be. I serve in Congress. We're a separate branch of government. And I'm not elected by the president. I'm not elected by anyone that works in the White House. I'm elected by my district. That's who I work for. I got elected without the president's endorsement. And, you know, I think that has served me really well. So I get to be independent as a Republican, she said. And I think what helps Trump the most is when he has people who are willing to be honest with him, not just tell him what they think he wants to hear. So according to the NBC correspondent, Melanie Zanona, she said Green has become disillusioned with the Republican Party because the White House discouraged her bid to run for the U.S. Senate. And I don't think it's that. I think it is the Epstein stuff, and I think it's some of this other stuff. How could anybody with an ounce of integrity look at Trump and what he's doing and just go along with it? Most of these Republicans are spineless jellyfish. Once a loyal foot soldier for Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene is increasingly bucking her party. This is from NBC News. So, again, this is a good thing. I hope that this is a growing opportunity for her. And if she can get past the partisan loyalty and start to focus on representing the people in her district, that would be very good. That's not what we're seeing from people like Mike Johnson. They're going just the opposite way. And also, Kash Patel fires agents involved in spying on the GOP senators. The FBI ought to be fired. That's the real issue, right? They're protecting these institutions, and these institutions have been corrupt from the very beginning. If you go back and look at what J. Edgar Hoover was, if anybody that thinks that the FBI has any integrity, just doesn't know their history. The whole thing was set up as a personal Gestapo for this guy. And that's what Truman said. And he knows what Gestapos are because he's the guy who created the National Security State, the CIA, and the NSA. And when he says that the FBI is a Gestapo, you ought to listen to him. He knows Gestapos, and he totally likes them, but he didn't like the FBI. So this is what was interesting about this was the outrage of Lindsey Graham to find out that the FBI, under the Democrats, was targeting him and paying attention to him. And he just lost it. I mean, it's like he's ready to go to war. I know Lindsey's always ready to go to war, but he's ready to go to war with the FBI. So, Cash Patel.
Makes you wonder what the FBI might have on good old Lindsey.
That's right. Well, they tapped into the personal cell phones for 8 Republican senators, and one member of the House was also impacted. And so, when you look at this,
we have a video in the deck.
Let's play that. Here it is.
Suggest he may be a Russian agent or Carter Page that is now no longer reliable. How does that not get to the court? Can you tell me how that doesn't get to the court? You can't, can you?
I can't, Senator, and I
can't.
Can
you tell me why my phone records, when I'm the chairman of the judiciary...
How dare you spy on me? I'm a senator. You're supposed to spy on the little people.
Agents. Why did they ask to know who I called and what I was doing from January 4th to the 7th? Can you tell me that?
No, Senator, and there were 8 senators in total.
Well, there you go. See, they're special.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Isn't really too upset about what they're doing to all the January the 6th people, but now they do that kind of stuff to him. Trying to investigate him. Well, it was Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, funny, I've never seen a senator get that upset about surveillance of Americans before. just one American in particular, but...
Yeah, that's right. They don't care. And, you know, these guys... Lindsey Graham was there when James Clapper was asked by Ron Wyden, you know, are you eavesdropping on Americans and surveilling them without a warrant? Well, not intentionally, Senator, right? And that was a lie, because it was less than a month later that we had the Snowden documents released, and everybody could see what they were doing deliberately.
And we just accidentally created this giant surveillance state. We don't know how it happened.
For the 5 years, I think it is. 5 years. They did nothing. Lindsey Graham and none of these senators, some of them were not in Congress at that time. Tommy Tuberville wasn't in there at the time, but... none of these senators, like Lindsey Graham, who were there at the time, ever wanted to come after James Clapper for lying to Congress. And so this is what you get. And I've said this for the longest time. I said, these people in Congress, these politicians, who sit there and do not defend us against the surveillance state, will find that they are valuable targets. They're going to be the ones who are singled out for this stuff. So Senator Lindsey Graham... South Carolina, Bill Hagerty, Tennessee, Josh Hawley, Missouri, Dan Sullivan, Alaska, Tommy Tuberville, Alabama, Ron Johnson, Wisconsin, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, I think it's Loomis maybe, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, and Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania. They were the ones who were singled out. And they have the, in the article, they have the FBI order there and heavily redacted as well. Hawley raged on as well. He said, Biden's FBI spied on my phone calls and tracked my location. You know, like I was some kind of a American citizen or something. But they didn't stop there. They also targeted parents, pro-lifers, and 92 conservative organizations like Charlie Kirk's TPA USA. We need a thorough investigation, and there needs to be prosecutions. Well, you need to get rid of the FBI. It served us very well when, until the early 20th century, we didn't have an FBI. We don't need an FBI. And these people have abused their power constantly. How many times do they have to be caught before you do something about it? Trump wants to overhaul the drug sales, and a company tied to his son stands to benefit. That's another kind of integrity, the kind of integrity that people don't care about, the open graft and corruption. Just as he's trying to openly create chaos and conflict, he's also openly involved in graft and corruption. So these are family members of his and of Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, you know, Lucky Lutnick. The country's top drug makers are set to meet in early December at the Four Seasons Hotel in Georgetown with Trump Jr. and senior Trump administration officials that regulate the pharmaceutical industry. BlinkRx, an online prescription drug delivery company that this year installed Trump Jr. as a board member. So I guess that BlinkRx, you could think of it as Trump Rx Jr. The summit will conclude with a dinner at the Executive Ranch, the exclusive new club formed by Trump Jr. and his close friends, the club that you ain't in, you know. According to people with knowledge of the event and a copy of the invitation viewed by the Wall Street Journal. So why doesn't America care about Trump's craft? Why don't they care about anything that he seems to do? And unfortunately, most of the people who do care are so torqued out about his personality that they only focus on that, and it becomes an ad hominem attack rather than an attack on the issues, which are the really important thing. So this is from Tina Brown, who says, just when you thought the Hollywood community had proved they were standing together to pressure Disney to restore Jimmy Kimmel to his platform, American comedians Kevin Hart, Aziz Ansari, and Pete Davidson showed up with their acts in Saudi Arabia for the Riyadh Comedy Festival. It's easier to talk here than in America, said Dave Chappelle, who was also there. So this is the left complaining about people who went, and I understand, you know, who went to Saudi Arabia to tell jokes, but the left doesn't like it. I don't know if it's the fact that the left doesn't like jokes or if they don't like the Saudis who chopped up Khashoggi.
Maybe Column B. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit of both these things, but they're really outraged about that. So, yeah, it's they're complaining about the integrity of comedians. When you have this comedian in the White House who is doing all this stuff. So we'll leave it there. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is happening with gold a little bit, because it's very interesting, the background that's there. And it's run up so quickly. It truly is astounding how much it's gone up in the last year. Is it ready to, is it overbought? Is it ready to fall down? We're going to take a look at that as well as with silver.
We have some comments here. We've got Stevevs. Hey, a new ballroom coming soon. How do we get along this long without one? Can we go there? No. Guard Goldsmith. Constitutionally, the Insurrection Act isn't appropriate for riots, only if the federal courts/ports are threatened. Then it's under necessary and proper to protect federal courts under Militia Act 1792.
Yes.
The Militia Act was the
You know, when we talked about the riots, though, that was relevant in the sense that the governors asked for help from the National Guard to control this. Because even in L.A., right, what do we have in L.A.? We had Daryl Gates, the chief of police there. He was the one who was really taking the lead in terms of militarizing police. He's the one who came up with the whole thing of SWAT teams. He was the one who first started putting in militarized vehicles. And then what happened when the riots began? He used it to circle the city government buildings and things like that, but not to protect businesses and not to quell the riots. He used it to protect themselves. And so you had the officials asking for the National Guard to help them. So, yes, I agree. I don't think that that Trump should unilaterally be able to do anything. But his MO, everything that he does, whether it's an economic thing, whether it's gun control, whatever it is, this is an emergency. And so now that it's an emergency, I can do whatever I want. Yeah.
Guard Goldsmith, the Militia Act was the excuse Washington used on the whiskey makers in PA.
Mm-hmm.
KWD's
Whiskey Rebellion. Yeah.
KWD 68, FDR belongs to Woodrow Wilson, LBJ, Carter, and Trump, and the Bushes, and Nixon. Oh, never mind. There are too many for Mount Rushmore of pathetic.
Yeah.
Citizen of Maricaca. Yeah, those paintballs sting. They'll get underneath the skin at close range. Citizen of Maricaca. Now they want to outlaw bumper stickers, David, because it's making the road too violent. You having that freedom of speech to have a bumper sticker and all.
Yeah. Yeah, the lame road rage on the bumper stickers.
I put up that comment about the paintballs a minute ago. To be clear, that is pepper balls. They aren't just paintballs. They're filled with something to irritate.
That's right. Yes.
KWD 68 MTG sounds suicidal. Might have to issue a statement here soon.
Actually, she did, yeah.
Brandon, Grateful Baptist, please pray for me. Today I decided to get off of opioid medication, and I'm going to go through a true hell on earth. For about 10 days, I'll be as close to hell as a human can be on earth. I have God.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but so yes.
Please pray for Brandon, Grateful Baptist.
Yes, God, pray that God will meet you in that and try to get you off of that. What a plague drugs have become. And again, that's another point there. That's the legal drugs, right? And most of the stuff has come from pharmaceutical companies or the CIA or whatever, but it has to be your choice to make that, and it is a spiritual thing. And so, Brandon, we pray that God will give you strength in this spiritual fight. It is a medical issue. It is a spiritual issue to try to get off of these drugs. It's not a law enforcement issue. That's the thing that does not really make any difference. It just makes things worse. So where you had one problem before, now you've got multiple problems once you do prohibition. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Elvis.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
And the sweet sounds of Motown. Find them on the Oldies channel at APSradio.com.
Well, Tony Arteman of Wise Wolf is unable to join us today, but there's been a lot of news about gold, of course, and now it has crossed that magic psychological barrier of $4,000 an ounce, a record high, and it was less than a week ago that Goldman Sachs was kind of conservatively saying that, I think we'll get to 4,000 by second quarter of next year. And so here we are, less than a week later, it happened, and we are in the fourth quarter of 2025. Goldman Sachs then updated their estimate to $4,900 gold by second quarter next year. And said the basis of that is the fact that a lot of people, besides central banks, the retail people are mostly buying it through ETFs. And I used to do that, but I would caution you about that because that is not the same as actually having gold. What you're doing is you're buying shares in a corporation that says that they have gold, and it does not track with gold. And that was the thing when gold first started making moves about 10 years ago, making some small moves at one point in time. I was in ETFs and of gold and silver, and I looked at it, it's like, this is not moving like the spot price of gold is moving. What's going on with that? And then I found out what the paper gold was really about. Having physical gold like you can get from Tony is very important because that's what keeps it secret and keeps it safe, as Gandalf would say, right? You should do a commercial for gold. Keep it secret, keep it safe, and he's got the coin instead of the ring, right? But Goldman has hiked that to $4,900, and Ken Griffin says he is worried about substantial dollar de-dollarization, because that's really what we're seeing here. Gold is not going up in value, except against the currencies, the fiat currencies that are out there. What you're really seeing here is, this is the theory of relativity of money, I guess. are we moving or is the other thing moving, right? You've always had that kind of sensation. Maybe if you're in a car and out of the corner of your eye, another car starts moving very slowly back, and it's like, wait a minute, am I moving or are they moving? Well, that's what's happening here. It's really the dollar that is going down as opposed to gold that's going up in value. Gold holds its value. That's the whole point. A safe haven for people to park their money as the U.S. government shutdown continues, and that's not just what is happening right now. That is the government that is shutting down everything, including itself, with excessive debt. So Jesse Colombo of the Bubble Report asks, is silver about to tumble like it did in 1980 and 2011? He said, with silver rallying strongly, rising more than 50% since the start of the year, a growing number of investors are starting to worry that a crash may be coming, similar to what happened after major spikes in 80 and 2011. Instead of focusing on the incredible long-term opportunity that remains in front of us. So he says, I believe that silver would not repeat the sharp collapses that followed its short-lived surges in 80 and 2011. This time is different. This is a legitimate, sustainable bull market with real staying power and the potential for lasting gains. And I think this is different. And I think what's different about it is the condition of the dollar and the many things that are involved with that. He says, you'll notice there's been three major price surges. The first was the Hunt Brothers driven spike in 1980, followed by the quantitative easing fueled rally in 2011, and now the current precious metals bull market. I believe this current move is legitimate and a sustainable bull market that is here to stay. And he said the reason for that is the de-dollarization. And he's not the only one saying this. I mean, you've got, as I said before, Ken Griffin, you've got the investment people that are saying this, but certainly the central banks are saying it by their actions. So it's unfortunately the debt problem is truly a worldwide phenomenon, as global debt has surged more than tenfold since the mid-1990s, reaching an estimated $250 trillion. The towering debt burden is a ticking time bomb that will ultimately bring fiat currencies to their knees. That is why it is of the utmost importance for everyone to acquire at least some physical gold and silver to protect against what lies ahead. This fact alone guarantees that precious metals still have much further to rise. So you have a ticking time bomb from the debt. You have people's concern about the the value of fiat currency. You also have the rise of BRICS, which is trying to create a secondary financial system independent of the existing one. And they have to collect gold because they need to have some credibility for their system. The way they get credibility is to have gold there. And then there's another aspect of all this, and that is the manic desire of government to track everything that we do. And that, I think, is one of the most disturbing aspects of this. And that's why I talk about physical gold. It's not just as an investment, you know, that you buy an ETF or something like that for it. It's the physical gold that is something that helps us to have a hedge against the digital currencies and the surveillance state. So the gold rally points to an eroding faith in central banks worldwide. In Japan, as in the U.S., a new leader wants the central bank there to make government debt more bearable, which could feed inflation, monetizing the debt, in other words. So you create inflation, you pay it back with cheaper currency that you print. On Tuesday, when gold topped 4,000 for the first time, it said it wasn't a coincidence, because you see this type of thing is happening across the board, and it's not just the central banks who are putting out the quantitative easing and the negative interest rates and things like that, but it's also the push that we see in Europe for a central bank digital currency, or the stable coins that we have here in the U.S., which are functionally going to be the same. So this article from Zero Hedge says that the $4,000 gold is a geopolitical warning, because what we're seeing here is a repricing of trust, deepening global concerns about sovereign balance sheets, the sustainability of fiscal policy, and...
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, 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 multiply!
With Exits to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
A world that is seeking reliability beyond these eroding fiat currencies and unsustainable debt. The 4,000 gold is a flight to quality as other assets are appearing vulnerable. It's also about speed and scale. It's incredible that gold breached the 3,000 level only 7 months ago. The rapid move through a major psychological barrier like $4,000 validates the fear of a profound loss of confidence in paper assets. There's also a shift to the east. The most decisive move through the $4,000 mark occurred during Asian trading hours. All London and New York were asleep. It is highly symbolic. Gold is now signaling that the global center of gravity is shifting east to Asia. But it's also the geopolitical engine is the fact that you have the BRICS nations trying to build new institutions, and they need that credibility, as I said before. A lot of that is because of the sanctions shock that began with Biden, but now Trump is doing the same thing. And a repatriation trend. Not only is central bank gold buying opaque and ongoing, but many nations are also seeking to repatriate their physical reserves. There is a palpable erosion of trust in traditional Western custodians. And so this article said, my conclusion then is that substantial buying remains. There is still substantial gold accumulation yet to be done because of all these fundamentals that are out there. None of these things are being fixed. As a matter of fact, all of them are getting worse. You know, the fiscal irresponsibility, the desire for a totalitarian surveillance state, you name it. You know, the weaponization of our existing financial system and how it is quite literally bankrupt. They understand that. and they have been moving to make that happen. The central bankers have. So it's time for you as an individual to understand that as well. So Senator Loomis, who has been pushing for a Bitcoin reserve, says the U.S. Bitcoin reserve funding could start any time now, and that's going to really accelerate the move, I think, out of fiat currency as well. If you own Bitcoin and you assume that it's going to go up 12% a year, you'll make 30-fold in 30 years, said one individual who's looking at this. It's actually going to be able to cover the cost of the fiscal deficit hole that exists. This is kind of fuzzy thinking, I think. Again, now they're saying that they can monetize the debt by getting into Bitcoin. Well, there's no productive money that's going out of this. And I just think that it's going to be a financial game if they do something like that. Monetizing the debt, in this particular case, by the asset inflation of Bitcoin is what some of them are looking at. Of course, they're talking about recalibrating their book value of the gold that they own as well. This is also about Bitcoin. This is on Cointelegraph. Gold's gains imply 644,000 Bitcoin in equivalent value, they said. Well, again, this is based on the ratio of Bitcoin to gold. And looking at how Bitcoin, how gold has gone up so much, well, their logic is that Bitcoin should go up that amount as well. But it's a very different thing. And when I look at it, you know, there's, you can play this like you're playing stocks or buying commodities or whatever. I don't personally like to do that. I'm looking at gold because it gets me away from the electronic money and the government-controlled money, and it keeps that anonymity that we have with cash. So I'm very concerned about Bitcoin. But again, if you just want to speculate, you know, pass this along, what they're saying. Roughly half of gold's value reflects its use as a store of value rather than as an industrial or jewelry demand, and surveys show that younger consumers in emerging markets increasingly prefer Bitcoin for that role. But it is not physical, and it is very easily manipulated. And that's one of the reasons why the governments are making moves towards it, I think. So gold will hit, this is another, this is TDS now. You had Goldman Sachs saying that it was going to hit 4,900 by the second quarter of 2026. TDS is saying 4,400. I think they're extremely conservative. Again, if you want to start to take measures to get gold and silver and start to accumulate it gradually, you know, if you're going to save, have a savings program, put a savings program in something that's not going to lose value. In other words, don't save in the banks. There's no reason to put money in a savings program in the bank anymore. They don't pay you any interest rate at all. And the value of the dollar is going down. For the longest time, the amount of interest that they would pay you would not offset the inflation that was there. But now they don't pay you any interest at all. So why not put it in something that is physical and that is going to hold its value rather than lose its value? And so if you want to start doing that on a regular basis, of course, you have Wolfpack that Tony Arterburn has, and you can set up a structured savings program to determine how much you want to do each month, you know, $50 on up, and he will send you a package with that. And he also gets a group buy discount off of that. So it's a good value that you get from that on a regular basis. I don't know anybody else that does that. And, but of course you can buy gold and silver in any quantity, with Tony. And, he can also help you with an IRA if you want to, get a metal IRA. He can help you to set that up as well. And you can get to Tony through davidknight.gold. That'll take you to Tony and let him know that you came through us. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Well, before we take a break, we want to read some of the comments.
That's right. Yeah. Doug to 007, as expected, Lindsey Graham only cares about surveillance when it affects him. Well, they're worried about what they might have overheard or seen. Have you seen the conversations with my page boys? Nibiru, yeah. 2029. The FBI knows who issued that shoot-to-kill order that ended Ashley Babbitt's life in that hallway on January 6, 2021. Mm-hmm. Defy Tyrant, 1776. Trump allowed the border to be wide open during his first term. He was responsible for millions of illegals being here.
That's
only a
right.
fool would have believed he would actually try to fix the problem in his second term, and he's not. All show.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, you talk about that Ashley Babbitt thing, and other documents that are out there like that. It's all such a fraud. And, you know, I just, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, when I talked to William Binney, who was the global technical head for the NSA, it was back.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Exit the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Back at the time when they were trying to run all this Russiagate stuff and everything, he goes, they're pretending like they don't have any of these records. He said, they've got all of these records. They're just not going to let you know about it, right? So all this stuff is a kabuki theater. They know all of this stuff, and they're not going to tell you. The only thing that, in terms of Ashley Babbitt, if they were to go public with it, they'd probably give the guy a medal, like they did Lon Horiuchi, who shot Randy Weaver's wife, basically point blank, as an FBI sniper. So, you know, they gave him a medal.
New Republic Rising 83. FBI can be downsized 80% and the remaining 20% split up to liaise across state lines and assist state bureaus of investigation to coordinate. Defy Tyrant 1776. The border is just as wide open as it was when Cheeto Man got back into the White House.
Yep.
Tunnel Lord 1337. Well, most people don't care because mainstream alternative MAGA media runs cover for Trump. They act exactly like North Korean media.
Yeah.
They're nothing but shameless shills and grifters. They have
the Trump sucker proxies.
Steve Evs, the FBI is, like most everything else, unconstitutional.
Yes.
The vast majority of the government is unconstitutional at this point. KWD 68, silver is up over $2 to $51, plus silver has risen the same percentage as gold last 10 years. Mm-hmm. About both in 2015, and they both basically tripled.
Good.
Big
good
jumps in metals don't bode well for fiat sooner or later. Keep in mind that $50 silver in 1980 equates to $200 with inflation. That was huge back then.
Yeah. I think it would be even more. You know, there was a legitimate bubble that corrected itself, but it's very different from what we see now. I mean, 1980, you would think the inflation would be more than fourfold, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but the thing is, what was happening in 1980 was the Hunt brothers trying to corner the silver market, and that was a thing that distorted it. But this is, again, fundamental changes in global structure, and that's what's really driving this. And the debt issues that we have here are the same in other countries as well, and everybody's concerned about the financial institutions and the entire system that's been set up. Has been shown to be dishonest and manipulative, and they can take your money at any time they want for whatever reason they want. And that's one of the reasons why you've got to get it out in some way, shape, or form. And it's something that is physical. Yeah.
Christian constitutional conservative David, how do we stay anonymous buying gold when most transactions are recorded? Secondly, are you buying goods and services with gold coins?
No, I'm not buying that yet because it's, the time will come if there's a massive collapse, then people will figure out how to do that with the gold coins. It's a little bit difficult to do that. Even in the places where they have legalized it as tender, the retailers can accept it as payment. However, like Tony was saying, it's a complicated thing to make sure that you're accepting a real gold piece. And so that's why you want to deal with somebody that you trust, like Tony. In terms of staying anonymous, the transactions are recorded, but I don't think that it's recorded in the, I don't know. I don't know if they do the know your customer rules and report transactions over a certain amount. Probably, I guess they do. But, again, because it's physical, it's like when you buy a gun, right? Your gun purchase is recorded. It's got to be approved, actually. And
I'm continually put on hold anytime I buy a gun.
Yeah, every time Travis gets a gun, they put him on a 3 to 5 day hold or something.
The FBI says, I don't know.
So, yeah, but they know that you've got the gun. The question is, you know, when they come for it, it's like, I don't have that anymore. It fell into the lake or something, you know. So it's like, you know, that's the situation. And I don't know if they would do that. Perhaps that's what Trump has in mind with his militarization, federalization of police. But, yeah, it's going to be like anything else. If they prohibit gold, then they're still not going to shut it down. A lot of people did not turn in their gold when FDR did it, and drug prohibition really hasn't worked all that well, has it? A little bit more anonymous, but nevertheless.
It's also the matter of everyone immediately goes to the worst possible scenario of societal collapse where you need gold, but realistically, it's been a great investment. If you've purchased gold at any point in the recent past, you can now sell that for more than you've bought it for.
That's right. That's right. I would just, if you're concerned about staying anonymous and you're concerned about the government confiscating it, I would just say stay away from deposit boxes and stuff like that. Because remember, there was a case, I think it's still going through the courts. It was in Beverly Hills or something, and they went in and they thought that this place that had private boxes was involved in, they asserted that they were involved in illegal stuff. They went in and they confiscated everything from everybody. A lot of people were using it to store gold or other valuables, and they just took everything from everybody, even though there was no, it's one of these civil asset forfeiture things. And so I would just say, you know, keep it yourself. Don't put it in some third party place like that. Now, to some degree, you have to do that if you're doing an IRA, a metal IRA. You are required to do that. But outside of that, I would say keep physical possession yourself. I would not trust any of these state depository things or any private boxes or bank boxes or anything like that. You're just asking for trouble.
And yeah, what I was saying was that it is, before you get to society collapse, you have the dollar collapsing, and this is a way to protect yourself from the devaluation of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also, if you're worried about the government coming in and seizing it, the government can come in and seize anything. If they want to, they can march in with tanks and march you out of your home, frog march you directly into a FEMA camp.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, confiscation is always an issue, but you can simply say, oh, yeah, I lost it. Whereas if it's some digital asset that you hold, they can just turn that off. They can seize it immediately. So you have something
Bitcoin
physical.
Can't fall off your boat.
Oh, no, my chest of gold. I buried it, and I seem to have forgotten where it is.
Yeah, you'll just forget the password.
Don't remind me. Lots of money gone, but hey, it was funny at the time. Still a little bit funny now. Guard.
you wanted to get into a joke coin? Well, there's the joke.
The joke's on me. C'est la vie. Easy come. Oh, not easy come, but very easy go.
Yeah.
Guard Goldsmith, the central banks and governments will push stablecoin assets, which aren't assets, force institutions to invest in U.S. debts to back up the coins, buy a lot at low prices, plus promote the coins to suckers. Yeah. Well, there's one born every minute.
Well, I think the whole play with the stablecoins is a way for them to try to continue to sell their treasury bills, because the foreign governments and foreign banks are not interested in buying the dollar anymore. Everybody's de-dollarizing. So this is a way they get around it. And what they will do is they will put the stablecoin out there as a way for you to buy things, even internationally, and have a transaction that happens right away and has low or no fees initially. And so people will get into it for that reason. And then the stablecoin companies, like Lutnick, will be buying the T-bills that supposedly back that up. Only thing is, Lutnick isn't that stupid. As I pointed out the other day, he's not just buying T-bills. He's also buying Bitcoin and gold in massive amounts and land. He's buying gold, land, and Bitcoin, not just T-bills. So he's trying to, he's not going to be 100% in T-bills. It wouldn't be too stable if he were, yeah.
TunnelLord1337 says, I just don't see the attraction to cryptocurrency. My neighbors won't accept Bitcoin for food, but they will accept silver. It's mm-hmm. a good thing to have physical things like gold and silver. It's also a good thing to have physical skills. If mm-hmm. you really want to make sure, you know, gold and silver are nice, but there's no guarantee that you'll come across someone that wants to trade for them right away. In an immediate sort of everything collapses scenario, you'll want skills and the ability to feed yourself in the short term. And once things start to rebuild, then gold and silver will probably be established as a monetary. But that's my opinion on things.
Yeah,
so if you
I
want
agree.
A very, very valuable commodity, learn skills, how to feed yourself, how to find mm-hmm. water, how to protect yourself. And you can do that with the Civil Defense Manual and go to jacklawsonbooks.com to get that.
Invest in yourself mm-hmm. and in knowledge of and it, how to do things.
You can also just go on YouTube and start watching a billion different videos on ways to take care of yourself. The Civil Defense Manual is great because you can keep it with you. It is a physical copy, and it's not going to evaporate if the worst ever does happen, the internet goes down. But you can start preparing for free in many different ways. And, of course, chickens are a great thing to keep. They provide eggs. They provide meat. And if you have to eat the chicken themselves. So make sure that you have ways of supporting yourself with food and water as well. Soylent Goy, I buy gold at pawn shops with cash and buried in a trunk in the woods like a pirate. That's the way.
Now we know.
Well, obviously, yeah. He's got his IP address routed through 16 different VPNs. We would never be able to find him. KWD68, I bought gold and silver in person with cash at local coin shops and other collectors with no digital record or receipt.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's,
I mean, if you do it with a, you know, for your IRA, of course, there's going to be lots of records mm-hmm. and things like that that people have to know their customers. But yeah, when you buy a retail shop like that, you don't necessarily have to have that.
We have Radis Bro. I have been doing Wise Wolf since it started, and I have so much silver and gold pieces now. That's awesome,
good.
Radis Bro.
Good.
Glad to hear that and glad you're enjoying it. Christian Constitutional Conservative, how do we stay anonymous with a metal IRA? That's an impossibility, I'm pretty sure.
It is, yeah.
I mean, if you're involved with an IRA, the government tracks everything.
I mean, the thing about it is you're paying for it to be kept in a safety deposit box there, essentially. And, you know, you can have them then send it to you, and then you have it physically. But, yeah, while it's there, it's still exposed, just like you had if you had a safety deposit box at a bank or at, like, that store that they raided.
Yeah. KWD68, my lead purchase will help protect me. Yeah, it's an important investment.
Price of lead's going up as well. Yeah.
It goes up forever. There's a good channel on YouTube called Dirty Civilian. Talk about preparing and how to engage in firefights and the things you want to do. So I'd recommend checking them out. Dirty Civilian. It's sort of making fun of the fact that military guys have this mentality of, oh, you're just a dirty civilian. You don't know what you're talking about. Which is like, you can be prepared. You can have skills. You can know what to do. Dirty Civilian on YouTube. Check him out. Stealth Patriot, even at $51 an ounce, silver is still a bargain. The real Octo Spook, the government will seize your safe deposit boxes and banks. Physical storage of the physical metals is always a nagging worry.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The government, as I said before, if they want to, they'll roll in with tanks and they will simply frog march you out into a FEMA camp, and you can then choose if you want to go or if you want to fight. In the worst case scenario, you know, if you're constantly worrying about the fact, like, oh, well, the government could do this, the government could do that, why even bother planning? They might just drop a nuke directly on your forehead, and at that point, you know, all your preparation will be for nothing. But it's better to prepare in some ways than to assume that nothing can be done, and you might as well just give up before it even starts. Guard Goldsmith, exactly. David, it's a new way to get people to buy U.S. debt, a parallel to the Federal Reserve mm-hmm. ripoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not only people here domestically, but people around the world, right? They want to make this you know, tether coin or whatever. They want to make it globally. So that you got people in other countries that would be buying individuals. You know, it's like moving this accumulation, selling the federal debt in small pieces to retail instead of to the big central banks and governments.
Doug the 007. As one of my professors once said, there is no such thing as zero risk. Gold and silver is an excellent store of wealth, so it's worth acquiring some, even if you can't be entirely anonymous.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what is happening in Europe and California, which is truly frightening what we see happening there. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
listening to The David Knight Show.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
If you like the Eagles,
on a dark desert highway,
the Cars,
let's go,
and Huey Lewis in the News,
they say the hotter rock and roll is competing.
You'll love the Classic Hits channel at APS Radio. Download our app or listen now at APSradio.com.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Klaus.
Your annual global risk report makes for a stunning and sobering read. For the global business community, the top concern for the next 2 years is not conflict or climate. It is disinformation and misinformation, followed closely by polarization within our societies.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are listening to The David Knight Show.
Of course, that was Ursula von der Leyen, I guess is what I call her, Ursula fond of lying. But in that particular case, she was telling you the truth. She was telling you what she was going to do, and now they are executing on that. The European Commission has a plan now to scan private digital messages, and it is moving towards final approval. It's kind of like yesterday we talked to the author David Beto about his book about FDR and how they went through and they grabbed all the telegram messages of people. Well, they want to do that with the platform telegram as with everything else as well now. So they want all your messages belong to them, and they can do it far more efficiently electronically than the FDR goons could do if they go down and get all these pieces of paper. They will all put millions of these things. So anyway, the regulation is called Chat Control 2.0. And I could call, I guess, Chat GOV 2.0. It's gone through a year of resistance and from warning from experts and objections from tech companies. It is presented as a child safety measure designed to inspect messages, photos, and videos across the EU before they are sent. The privacy implications are immense. Alice Weidel, co-leader of Germany's AfD party, these are the people that the real Nazis and Stasi in Germany want to label these people as Nazis, but we can see who the real Nazis are. The AfD party leader said, this proposal is, quote, an absolutely totalitarian project, a comprehensive general attack on central citizens and their freedoms. She said the measure would install scanning software on personal devices that would intercept content before it reaches its recipient. The system would remove the protection offered by end-to-end encryption and treat every user as a potential suspect. You know, the same way the TSA does every traveler. So this is, somehow we got to get control of government again. Things are going to get really bad before they get better, I think. Weidel said the use of child safety language was simply a cheap pretext. It always is. For real-time surveillance. Even the Stasi could only dream of such full force, she said. She warned that once the system exists, the functions can expand to include other categories, such as politically offensive content. Well, that's exactly what it is for. And to go after so-called hate speech. Just like Ursula von der Leyen was saying, It's information and disinformation. We got to stop this, right? Disinformation would be anything they don't like. The law allows the criteria to be adjusted through political decisions, okay? What they prohibit will constantly be changed. It might be climate. It might be vaccines. It might be COVID. You name it. It might be their war that they want to start. Technology companies have joined in opposition. Hundreds of privacy-oriented firms, including encrypted messengers, cloud storage devices, or servers, and VPN providers, signed a joint letter urging EU ministers to reject the regulation. The message called for the protection of encryption. Now, I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen to Proton Mail. I mean, they're, you know, we use them, and they're in Switzerland, and they do encryption. Is Switzerland in the EU, or are they out of it? I don't know.
So they put out a statement. I'm not sure if they're being affected by this law in particular or one that's specifically Swiss, but there is a law coming that would require them to put a backdoor into their system, but they have put out a public statement saying that they will leave Switzerland if that happens.
Oh, good. I wonder where these companies, other companies are saying they'll leave Europe as well. Signal is saying that they're going to leave the EU if forced to comply. Where are they going to go? It's like every country on earth wants to do this type of thing. And they're not safe here in the U.S. either. And we're going to see in just a moment what's happening here. Supporters of the proposal say that it'll catch child abusers. Critics point out that criminal networks conduct their operations in offline settings or hidden spaces beyond the reach of such scanning. Well, the reality is we just saw this Israeli cybersecurity guy. You know, that's his thing is cybersecurity. And he's at the Black Hat conference and he goes on the open web to try to pick up children. And they got him in the sting. But then, of course, the Trump administration loves pedophiles. And so, especially the Israeli kind. So they sent him to Israel out of the reach of law enforcement. But again, that was not on the dark web or anything like that. This can happen anywhere. And these types of crimes have been going on before there was the internet and before there was social media. This is simply a cheap pretext, as the AFD leader said. Criminals are already using offline so-called dark rooms for their illegal businesses. The measure would monitor regular users, journalists, private citizens, opposition politicians like her, of course.
There's also the fact that if you want to protect children, it's the job of the parents to do that.
Yes, which Republicans don't understand either.
If you want to make sure your child is not in contact with freaks and weirdos on the internet, don't give them access to the internet.
That's right.
You can't 100% be certain they're not going to access it on a friend's phone or at a friend's house. There's mm-hmm. always a chance that they'll get access to it somewhere. But you can ensure that you do not make it easy for them. You can ensure you're not enabling this kind of behavior. You can wait until they're old enough to be able to be responsible, which, again, teenagers aren't responsible. I wasn't responsible mm-hmm. as a teenager. No one is. They all think they know more than they do. But you can at least instill some sense of caution into a teenager. You can reason with them a little bit. You can't reason with a child. Don't just give your, you know, 8 or 9 year old a cell phone and trust that they're going to not treat it as a toy, that mm-hmm. nothing is real.
Well, as they get to become a teenager, then you need to start to engage with them on moral and spiritual issues as mm-hmm. well, which is really where the fight is going to be for them as an adult. So this is going to be a vote that's going to happen October the 14th. I guess, what is that, Monday or something? Maybe, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday?
Something like that,
We'll determine whether or not private communication will continue to exist inside of the EU. Over 500 scientists from more than 30 countries have issued warnings about the plan's impact. The regulation would create an environment of constant monitoring. Technology platforms have warned that they may withdraw services from the region if the proposal becomes law. If Chat Control 2.0 passes, it will redefine digital communications in Europe and end the assumption that private messages are private. So as mass chat surveillance nears approval, President, who is fond of lying, is accused of transparency violations herself over deleted messages. Understand that those rules don't apply to them, just like with Lindsey Graham. How dare you look at my messages? Everything that I, as a government official, do needs to be hidden from you. Every bit of action that the government does is hidden from us, and it is top secret. But everything in our life is to be exposed to them.
My messages are secret. You don't get to see those.
Yes, right.
Yeah, well, European. Make sure that your kids aren't talking to someone like Lindsey Graham online.
That's right. Yeah. While European citizens face the prospect of mass surveillance, Ursula von der Leyen continues to ignore the laws and conduct her own communications away from public view. The latest case involves a message sent by French President Emmanuel Macron early 2024.
Do you think it was help my wife won't stop beating me?
Yeah, he won't stop beating him. Or whatever. So, I don't know. Maybe it was something about his wife. so-called. Anyway, Macron's message sent via Signal reportedly voiced serious reservations about the deal, a trade negotiation. But, of course, there were other issues as well. Ursula von der Leyen was part of a Pfizer scandal where she was communicating with, of all people, Albert Bourla, that great guy that Trump loves so much. And they wanted to get her communications, and she refused to do it. So when a journalist requested access under the EU transparency laws to this Macron message, they delayed, and they waited for over a year, and then, of course, it disappeared from Signal. That's the way the thing operates. So when Ursula von der Leyen was privately messaging Albert Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, it was a scandal. They called it Pfizergate in the EU. And she made sure that her texts were not preserved, that they were deleted, and that's in violation of their transparency laws.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only $10 and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, multiply, multiply. Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Russian refused to release the messages. Later emerged that they had been deleted. The New York Times took the matter to court and won. The European General Court ruled that the Commission had wrongly withheld information of public interest. Ursula von der Leyen. Little appears to have changed. The Commission claims that messages like Macron's had no administrative or legal impact and therefore did not need to be archived. Well, how could you say when you're locking everybody in the world down over the supposed COVID and the supposed vaccine that the messages that you have with the guy over that is not of public interest? Of course it is. Well, the commission argues
laws on the book that say that it's the job of these people to keep their messages so that the public can decide whether it's a matter of public interest or not. But don't worry, take our word for it. We have these laws to say that we need to do that, but we've decided that in this case it was unnecessary.
That's right. That's a smoking gun, isn't it, when she deletes the messages and they've got a transparency law. So as they point out on Reclaim the Net, they said, while the commission argues that mass message scanning is essential for public safety, its own leadership operates in secrecy. Because, folks, look, government is a sinister, secret society. That's what it is. And just like any of these other secret societies. So then Christine Lagarde, who is guarding the European Central Bank, she's the president of that, I guess, so we could call her Christine the God, because she acts like it as well. She is very upset about how slow the legislative process is dragging the adoption of CBDC. And she said, you know, we like to talk about democracy. We praise ourselves by talking about democracy, but it's just too much of a drag at a time when speed is really of the essence. These people are trying to accelerate everything because of the end of the fourth turning. They know the time in which we live. And that's what why they have brought in Trump in the position that he's in. He's an accelerationist. And he's pushing us in the direction that they want to go. And he is accelerating all of this as well. She openly admitted that the legislative timeline for CBDC in Europe has prevented her from completing the rollout of the digital euro within her term. She said, given the time that it takes, I will be gone. Yes, one day she will be gone. She will answer for her crimes one day. Christine the God is going to find out that she's not God.
All flesh is as grass.
That's right. You know, the thing is that when we look at what these people are doing in Europe, they don't run from the term CBDC. But you better be careful, because here in America, what they do is they put a guy in charge who says that he's not going to do CBDC, so he does stablecoin instead, which has all of the functions that these people want from CBDC to start with. And they put a guy in who says he's anti-globalist when he enacts every aspect of the global agenda. That's why it is so important here in America that people get their head around who the players are and what the agenda is, and take a look at what they're actually doing. Everybody's, oh, he's a Republican. He's anti-globalist, so it can't be coming from him. That's what they want you to believe. In Europe, they just go straight ahead. They tell you, yeah, we're going to do CBDC. What are you going to do about it, right? We're going to have digital ID. We're going to have a unified beast system here. So try to stop us, they said. So Christine the God referred to the launch as a certainty, saying, when the digital euro is eventually launched for good, she said. Her language suggests that the outcome is already decided, regardless of what the public institutions or lawmakers may conclude. Well, of course it is. Every payment will be tracked, recorded, analyzed, just as you have Ursula von der Leyen will make sure that every word and every message is going to be parsed, analyzed, recorded, and perhaps punished. By describing Democrat oversight as a hindrance, Christine the God implied that public debate and legislative scrutiny are problems to be managed rather than essential parts of policymaking. Her comments serve as a confirmation that democratic resistance is not just being ignored, but it is resented. Well, of course, of course it is. So Ursula von der Leyen has done the Hillary red herring thing. She says the people who are opposing her and criticizing her are serving Russia. There we go. Russia, Russia, Russia. The European Commission president is facing two non-confidence votes amid mounting challenges to her leadership. And this is coming, I think it is today. Yes, it is today. They're going to be having the vote of two non-confidence votes will be coming up today.
Well, she's got my vote.
Yeah. I have no confidence, yeah. But she's saying that these people who criticize her are with Russia. So that's, you're going to see more and more of that, but it's been the thing they've been using for a very long time.
Niet, comrade.
Yeah. So they said there's a clear frustration in Parliament toward this commission, saying it would be great if they raised the threshold for future attempts to force a vote of no confidence. Yeah, because the frustration is only going to increase. So let's make it harder for them to do a vote of no confidence against me. So I said this is all coming to the U.S., and of course, where's it going to come in? Through California or New York, right? Well, this is California. It's got a hate speech bill that would crush dissent, and this is passed by the legislature already. They sent it to Newsom. He has until October the 13th to sign it, but whether he signs it or whether he vetoes it, it will basically become law. I mean, if he vetoes it, they'll have to override the veto. But if he doesn't do anything at all, or if he signs it, it'll become law. If he were to shut it down, I don't think he will, if he were to shut it down, then they would have to override his veto. But if he does, if he signs it or if he just leaves it there, they don't have a pocket veto. He doesn't have to sign it. So it would be the first online censorship law of its kind in America. It would likely pave a path for many other states run by people with no tolerance for dissent. This is thenewamerican.com. So what will it do? It will target social media platforms, the role they could play in supposedly aiding and abetting supposed hate crimes, or by pushing content that could lead to a hate crime. So think about this. This is a pre-hate crime bill. It's pre-hate. You know, what you said could cause somebody to hate. So I'm going to come after you for that content.
Actually, this might even be pre-hate. pre-hate crime. Because you're not even talking about committing a hate crime. You're discussing things that might have someone else go commit a hate crime.
We've seen this exact thing in the UK. I saw something about this happening even in Japan. There was a news story of an illegal immigrant who hit two teenagers. I think it was a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old, or it might have been 17 and 18, killed one, the other's in a coma. And he didn't have a license or insurance or anything, so the local government wanted to get the taxpayer funding for the family as victim relief. But the federal, it was actually the Japanese Communist Party and another one opposed that, because that could lead to pushback against immigrants and discrimination against immigrants. So it's pre-hate crime. Essentially, I mean, granted, it was, you know, getting government money, which is the difference.
So if we help the victims, it could get people angry at the perps, right? So.
Exactly, and we've seen tons of stuff about that in the UK, where anything that might lead to any kind of pushback against immigrants is silenced.
Mm-hmm. The Japanese Communist Party, it's slowly becoming more powerful, it seems like. There was a man named Otoya Yamaguchi. This was many years ago. But he got up on stage with a short sword, a wakizashi, I believe, and stabbed the leader of the Japanese Communist Party and killed him. Huh. And he was just like, not in my country, not in my time. And he accepted the fact that he was going to prison. Nah. Not condoning it, not saying he should have done it, but he made sure that the Japanese Communist Party has been a largely meaningless, ineffectual nothing.
He didn't have the time to commit harikiri, I guess, right?
It was once very hated, but now it's becoming more and more mainstream, even in Japan.
Yeah, probably because of their schools. What is interesting about this California bill, I think, is that they're not trying to sell this as protecting children. They're trying to sell it as a way to groom and gaslight children, because we're talking about California here. So it prohibits all these people, you know, corporations and people, from engaging in anything that they think would be hateful of trannies or sexual orientation or immigration status or any of that kind of stuff. The more likely primary intent here is to coerce social media companies into pre-censoring, of course, says the New American. The bill is not about protecting civil rights. It's California's brazen attempt to export its one-party censorship regime to every corner of the Internet. This bill hands Sacramento the power to bully platforms into preemptively scrubbing dissent on everything from border security to parental rights. We've seen big tech abuse vague hate speech rules to throttle conservatives for years, including shutting down our platform in 2021 now. The lawmakers want to make it mandatory with teeth-shattering fines, and they have to be stopped before it buries the First Amendment. That was from the senior vice president of Parler. I didn't know they were even still around, Parler.
Yeah, that's not what you hear about anymore.
Yeah. Platforms will
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Moderate, and they will remove posts in order to stay out of court. But the New American understands what this is really about. When they talk about certain protected groups, guess what? That's a group in a club that you ain't in, most likely. George Soros's Center for Countering Digital Hate, says that hate crimes involving anti-immigrant slurs increased by 31%. There's been a 400% rise in anti-LGBTQ disinformation and harmful rhetoric on major social media platforms. And then the bill would also silence any anti-Israel and anti-Islamic rhetoric. There you go. There's your Abraham Accords. I guess they call it the Abraham Discords or something, right? They said there's been a 53% rise in anti-Jewish bias, a 62% rise in anti-Islamic bias. But, of course, the bill doesn't define what bias is. The context says that bias is whatever they think it is. It's just really a code for criticism. And they point out in The New American that Cesar Chavez waged a campaign against illegals in the 1970s using language that was much harsher than what most opponents of illegal immigration use today. Some illegals did incur violence, and they said there was no social media back then. Jewish people have also suffered violence for millennia, homosexuals as well, long before social media ever existed. But notice that there's one class of people the bill does not protect, Christians. Well, I would say Christians and white males. So, three classes of people, right? Christianity is the most common religion in the state of California. And unlike most critics of LGBTQ lifestyle or illegal immigration, many opponents of Christianity aren't just spouting off, they've become increasingly hostile. According to the Family Research Council, violence against Christians more than doubled in 2023 when compared to the previous year. Moreover, anti-Christian violence increased eightfold from 2018 to 2023. So they say there's been a 53% anti-Jewish bias increase, 62% anti-Muslim increase. Guess what? There's been 800% anti-Christ violence increase, actual violence, not just a bias. But they're not going to do anything about that. If the legislation's drafters generally wanted to stop social media from amplifying violence, why not carve out a clause to protect a class that is under significant attack? The answer is obvious. This is a Trojan horse for outright censorship of sensible criticism, but it also seeks to quash Christian ideas and to silence online speech that points out the absurdity of our leaders' policies and ideas. It is always the Christians who are targeted by the totalitarians first. Why do you think that is? Representatives of X have spoken out to Newsom, asked him to veto the bill. Again, it has passed both houses of the California legislature. The company's Global Government Affairs Department published a statement saying, "It is alarming that California lawmakers, who are sworn to uphold the Constitution, have so brazenly ignored their oath and voted to pass this bill, knowingly undermining First Amendment protections. This is the latest reminder that America is not immune from what is happening in the rest of the world. Many parts of Europe have already fallen. In the UK, police have arrested thousands of people for offensive social media posts. The EU's landmark Digital Services Act, passed in 2023, allows legal cover for the globalists to come after the platforms that provide a space for conversations that they don't want people to have." And so it is, and it's going to even escalate with this bill that they're about to pass there as well. Finally, Blue Sky, A Civil War Shows That Free Speech Is Harder Than It Looks. Maybe you guys have seen this meme that's a Blue Sky user burst into Waffle House and says, "Oh, so you hate pancakes." That kind of sums up the left, doesn't it? So this is passed all over the Blue Sky. It set them off because they don't like memes and because it was so spot on. So you had this is put out as a joke in one context here. Jesse Singel, there were calls to ban him from the platform and for being criticizing the gender stuff. And the CEO of Blue Sky responded saying waffles. And so that immediately became a meme, and it started a little bit of a civil war there on Blue Sky.
That's interesting, because Blue Sky has been almost nothing but a hug box for leftists since its inception.
Well, as they point out, what these people are saying, the CEO of Blue Sky has said, harassing the mods and banning someone has never worked.
It definitely has, though.
Yeah, well. Harassing people in general has not changed their mind, is what they're saying, right? And so they said that you can either, the point of this article, they correctly pointed this out on Unheard, they said, you can either, what these people on Blue Sky want is contradictory. They don't want certain types of speech tolerated, and they want to have a decentralized protocol to promise freedom, and yet they expect the company to enforce what they think is virtuous, right? So they want control over their feeds to have protection from offensive ideas, but the demands are contradictory. The social system can guarantee both maximal autonomy and perfect safety. There isn't one that does that. That's freedom of expression always comes with, requires tolerance, patience, and a willingness to live with discomfort.
Yeah. There's also the fact that every single social media app has a block button.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
want
to see something? Just block the person.
That's right.
You are not required to sit there and interact with somebody. They don't have the right to get free access to you. If you want to ignore them, that is well within your power. You do not have the right to sit there, though, and start lobbying Twitter. Ban this person's account. Get rid of them. I don't ever want to see them.
That's right.
I mean, when you think about it, Blue Sky was founded by a bunch of people that feel like you have a right to not be offended.
Yeah.
That, and they have, you know, a group of people that love to get offended by everything. So eventually they're going to get offended by each other. It's just a matter of time.
That's right.
It doesn't even take long.
I pointed out in this thing, I think this is important to remember. You got to choose whether or not you want to be a public square or a private club. You can't have it both ways. And that's what these people are thinking that they want. They want to have their safety first and freedom as well. Freedom, you can't have freedom and safety, right? Can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have your freedom and safety at the same time. When you look at places like Gab that really do support free speech, you're going to find a lot of really offensive stuff that's there. You just have to tolerate it if you want freedom. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. There's some of the dumbest people you will ever encounter are on Gab. But it's their right to be there. I would never want them to be banned off of it.
Yes.
We've got a lot of comments here. Mr. Palm, 1011, diamonds are not a good investment at this point. Darn. What am I going to do with all my diamonds now? The real Octo Spook, synthetic diamonds are better than real diamonds in every way other than the romantic thing. Yeah, that's right. It's more romantic if a child had to crush themselves to death in Africa to mine it.
Yeah.
KWD 68.
Stuff about the synthetic diamonds and how they're getting cheaper and cheaper to make, you know, perfectly good diamonds.
Yeah, they actually look nicer too. They have less flaws and brighter colors. It is simply about the mystique of the fact that it's a real diamond and the De Beers family's marketing campaigns.
Yeah. Well, they had been making diamonds into a scarce resource when it really wasn't for a long time, even before synthetic diamonds were a thing.
Yeah.
Did they fund the Pink Panther movies?
Do you have a boom? KWD 68. Keep the children safe. Children are always a prop for totalitarianism.
Yeah. It's for the kids.
Almost everyone has an instinctive, natural desire to protect children. They see a child and they realize this is the future and they need to be guarded and shepherded. And it's a very easy way to sneak terrible agendas in under the tent flaps. Like, oh, look, it's for the kids. You want to protect children. We know you do.
That's right.
Makes it very easy. You have to actually engage your brain and think about what's going on and suppose the knee-jerk, well, if it's for kids, we got to do it. Shelley A., Russia just made biometric ID a requirement for all children in their Soviet public school system.
Mm-hmm.
As we said before, Russia is not a savior. It's not going to save you. Just because we may agree with their assessment on the Ukraine war and what they're doing, or if they're legitimate and have, you know, a claim on the land, doesn't mean that we think Russia is a good country and that everything they do is good. Shelley A. says China is the model. Yeah. Hero May. UK is next in line for the bio garbage. The UK is sadly already mostly a fallen country when it comes to their politicians, just like our country, just like many others. They've got a lot of really good people in the UK. I'll say things like that, and I want to make sure that people understand that. I think there are a lot of true patriots in the UK that are still fighting and will do everything they can.
Yeah, but they're just not in government.
Yeah, they've just been completely sold out by the power structure. But that's basically across the board in every country. Doug to 007, sadly, many parents don't seem to pay attention to what their children are being exposed to. Yeah, you'll just see.
By the way, let me say, I just saw, you know, this program called Covenant Eyes. I think it was the one that was there, but it was a parental control. I think Covenant Eyes is like for two two adults, you know, you get a copy of what you look at, you know, but there was one that was for,
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, 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 multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Parental controls. It might not have been Covenant Eyes. Anyway, the guy who was the co-founder of that, his young adult son has just been arrested for kiddie porn. So there's never any guarantee of any of this stuff. You know, as a parent, you do the best that you can, but there is no guarantee for anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm sure that he was trying to do the best that he could, but you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real Octospook, outlawing hate is insanity and a fool's pursuit. You can't do it. Even if you tell people they can't say it, they can still think it and feel it. You cannot outlaw it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, giving people a way to express themselves and get it out of their system is kind of like a pressure release valve. If you can yell at people online in a low-stakes scenario, it kind of makes it easier to deal with. Oh, I got it out of my system. But if you're forced to sit there and you can't say anything because you know you're going to get hammered if you do, it builds even greater resentment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just let people call each other names on the internet.
And it also validates,
the internet's for fun, stupid stuff.
And also to them, it validates their hate because it's like, oh, see, I'm proven right. Mm-hmm. You know, that's,
oh, you need a protector, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss when the internet was allowed to be a bit more rude. I liked when people would insult me. Mm-hmm. Defy Tyrant 1776. Want to know who controls you? Find out who you aren't allowed to criticize. Well, that's almost everybody at this point, aside from white males. That's not narrowing it down as much as it used to.
Yeah.
Christian constitutional conservative. The heterosexual Christian white male is the number one enemy of the one world order. That's right.
Yeah, at the bottom of the DEI totem pole.
It's the number one op. Hadrian was right. It's not about individuals. It's about Israel's catastrophic PR. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're not so popular right now. There's a lot of people looking over and like, huh.
But they have a massive program called Show Me Your Works or something like that to target Christian churches. Mm-hmm. And it's a massive, we're not going to have time to get into it, but a multi-million-dollar operation. Brian Shalhavi has a good article on it at Health Impact.
We also briefly touched on them, but those articles where Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking to influencers saying, you know, oh, you have to talk about how wonderful Israel is and promote Israel and say we're good and nice and kind and you should.
But this is a whole other thing. This is geofence tracking of Christians in your movement. It's geospatial intelligence and then also money to churches to push Zionist propaganda. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
They're very, very big on creating their own, curating their public image. Mm-hmm. And they realize they've lost control of the narrative a little bit, so they're doing everything they can to get it back.
Yeah, and it's the really dangerous thing is that it's going to make the churches more focused on Israel, than political Israel, than they are on Christ. And there's already way too much of that in the churches. I get hate mail from people because I oppose political Israel. It's like, you know, if you're Christian, you need to be pushing Christ, not some atheist, genocidal abomination, a political entity that is just a pariah.
Mm.
Yeah.
The Jews need Christ. That's what they need. They don't
They
don't need land. They need a savior, which has already come. GDP 330, hate speech should be every bit as protected as all speech. They've ended that term in laws like in Canada and UK to create division and unrest.
Yes.
That's right. Hate speech.
Yep.
Is important again. Yep. I, because of the time when you know I was youngish and on the internet on Twitter, it was more uncensored. People could actively be mean to you, And it was fun. I liked it. I liked the fact that people were mean and kind of rude and we could fight it out. And I miss that. I miss when you could have an argument with someone and not get banned for it.
Well, you can go look up Don Rickles on the internet and watch some of his old videos. I was never a fan of Don Rickles. I thought he was a little bit too harsh, but it was funny, and it was this roasting thing that he had going on where he would criticize everybody and everyone. I mean, they would come in and he'd just rip them apart and mock them. And so, but yeah, he would definitely be persona non grata today.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I don't know. I've always, you know, if we're arguing, even if we're, you know, friendly arguing, I like being a little bit mean and rude about it. I try to mitigate that and not do it as much as possible. But I find it fun. I like it when the other people are a little bit mean and rude. You know, you take your idea seriously. You're passionate about it and you're willing to go to the mat for it. But not anymore. Username 01234567 89. Hate speech, DEI, woke progressivism equals communism. Hate.
Yeah, real quickly before we take a break, because we got our guest is coming up and we got a very interesting book we're going to talk about. Biden told the CIA that he wanted the intel report on his family's Ukraine ties suppressed, and it was. This is being published by Fox News. When he was vice president, of course, and charge of Ukraine policy for Obama, he told the CIA that he would strongly prefer, quote unquote, that an intel report confirming Ukrainian concerns about his family being tied to corrupt business operations would not be disseminated. Now, this is at the time when he was also intimidating the prosecutor there to stop investigations into corruption that his family was involved in. And that was when Hunter was being paid a lot of money to be on the board of directors of Burisma, about $1 million a year. Biden used the threat of withholding American financial help in order to force Ukraine to stop these investigations. And so it is interesting, and I wonder what, if anything, Trump would do about that. what, if anything, will they do about the CIA? I mean, you know, Joe Biden is gone now, but I wish they would do something about the CIA, the Criminal Intelligence Agency. Something needs to be done about them.
Yeah, they've had it too good for too long.
Yeah.
Real quickly, before we go to break, I want to remind you that homesteadproducts.shop has a sale on their fire starter tumbleweeds. I use tumbleweeds when I start up our charcoal grill. It makes it incredibly simple, and I don't have to dump charcoal, or don't have to dump lighter fluid all over the charcoal. I don't have to worry about it flavoring the meat and making it taste bad. Also, I've never had it fail. We get some pretty high winds around here. So it works every time in the charcoal chimney, and they're having a sale. Homesteadproducts.shop, promo code NIGHT for 10% off. That's right. Get your tumbling tumbleweeds. Just don't light it and then tumble it, because that could be a problem.
I guess those things are a real fire hazard when they start blowing through a town like that. You know, they're easy to catch on fire.
Now I'm actually curious about how flammable an actual tumbleweed is, because you got to imagine they get real dry.
Yeah. But I think it helps to compress it as it is in the fire starters that are there. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to author James Bradley about his new book, Precious Freedom. He is the author who wrote the great book, Flags of Our Fathers, about the Marines at Iwo Jima, and that was turned into a movie by Clint Eastwood. So we're going to talk to him about this this book that he did about the Vietnam War. He spent 10 years researching this, a lot of it in Vietnam. So we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back.
defending the American dream.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and joining us now is James Bradley, who is the author of Flags of Our Fathers, a great book and a great film that was done by Clint Eastwood. And he's now got another book, about Iwo Jima, of course, and World War II. This one is a nonfiction book, and it is about Vietnam. It's called Precious Freedom. And some of the reviews that are here, Norman Solomon said, for more than 60 years, Americans have looked at Vietnam through the wrong end of a telescope. I think that's a great way of putting it. He said, Precious Freedom turns it around and brings people into sharp focus from Vietnamese people who lived there and died to the Pentagon's gun sites. And so I think it's a very important story. And he spent a lot of time working on this story. And this is a story that, for most of us, Vietnam is a very, very important milestone in our life. I think it shaped, as it has me, it shaped my view of government and war in many different ways. And I didn't even go. I mean, I can only imagine the people that were there. But I did know people that went that were slightly older than I was. I had two older sisters, and they knew a lot of people who had been involved in going to Vietnam and that experience that happened. And so this is a story that is told with characters from both sides, Americans as well as Vietnamese. Thank you for joining us, James.
Good to be here.
Thank you. Now, you spent a decade in Vietnam researching this. Tell us a little bit about that and what Vietnam is like and what that experience was like.
Well, I went, you know, I had written four books up to that point. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, I wrote all about the Pacific War. So I think my brother enlisted in the Marines in 1967. So I was watching Walter Cronkite every night studying the Vietnam War. And I thought, you know, I'll write a book about Vietnam. I'll just spend 3 years here. But it took me over 10 years because I had to unravel all the propaganda baloney told to us by Walter Cronkite into Ken Burns. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's just, you know, last night you talked about a little thing that a few folks have fooled America about COVID, about the vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Trump was a Russian spy, and America, the American government did it the same with us, with Lee Harvey Oswald and the Vietnam War.
Yes, absolutely right. You know, it is, and when we look at Vietnam, I keep going back, one of the, I haven't read your book yet, but you know, when you go back and you look at The Fog of War that was done by Errol Morris, I don't know if you ever saw that or not. It's a documentarian.
About 5 times.
Yeah. That's a good documentary. And he just has this knack of getting people to confess to things that you would not expect they confess to. So he spent a lot of time talking to Robert McNamara, who was running this whole mess. And McNamara said he went back to Vietnam and they banged the guy who was his counterpart at the time, stood up and said, what is the matter with you? Don't you know anything about history? For 1,000 years, we opposed the Chinese. And you're trying to tell everybody that we're Chinese puppets and it's a domino theory and all the rest of the stuff. And McNamara said, yeah, you know, he was right. What is Vietnam like today? I mean, I've seen still some border conflicts between them and China. And there's a lot of competition there, but they've become highly industrialized. Is that right?
Yeah, China is the forever enemy. of Vietnam, you know.
That's right. They,
after more than 1,000 years of fighting each other. Mm-hmm. And that's how the Vietnamese learn these techniques to repel the invader. You know, Vietnam right now, if you include reserves, has the largest army in the world.
Mm.
This shocks people.
Yeah.
It's bigger than India, China, America, Russia.
Wow.
They are watching their borders. They're not invading anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're protecting their borders. Vietnam's for the Vietnamese. And they are growing by 8% a year. Vietnam is so successful right now. And it would have been successful a long time ago if the French and the Americans hadn't decided to bomb it for 80 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to think that they could get it that wrong. You know, that they think they portray Vietnam as a China puppet when actually, you know, they were always you know, opposed to them and opposition there. Now, you did this as a fiction book. You have done nonfiction before. We talked about Iwo Jima and the Marines that were there in Flags of Our Father. Why did you go to a nonfiction approach?
You know, the book
is
yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. The book is really history as fiction. Everything in the book is true,
mm-hmm.
but whereas Iwo Jima, you know, all the characters were concentrated on a little tiny spit of land,
mm-hmm.
I had stories from all over Vietnam that I couldn't connect in a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did it. I fictionalized it, but you know, so maybe I took a character that I have fighting somewhere where they didn't,
mm-hmm.
but everything is from interviews. I did over 10 years of living in Vietnam, interviewing the people. And David, you'll be shocked. I'm the first American author to go to Vietnam and say, how did you win?
Wow.
You know, I caddied for Vince Lombardi when I was a kid. I'm a little older than you. Bart Starr lived four doors down up at Bass Lake from the Bradleys.
Wow.
And for anybody who doesn't know who Vince Lombardi is, when you win the NFL trophy, I mean the Super Bowl trophy this year, you will win the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
So Vince studied when he lost a game. If he won or lost, he, you know, we admitted it. And we studied how we lost, and we figured out how the winners won. And I'm the first author to go to Vietnam and say, you guys obviously won. How did you do it? And the answers are this book, Precious Freedom.
Yes, yes. There's actually a comment that you have from Oliver Stone, who said, James Bradley journeyed to Iwo Jima and returned with Flags of Our Fathers, now ventures to Vietnam and brings us precious freedom, where he reveals that if we had known what happened in the 1960s in Vietnam, American mothers would have never sent their children to Iraq and Afghanistan. The truth is the best vaccination against great lies. I think that's very important. And so by going with a fictional thing, you can cover a lot of different facets that are still very realistic at the same time. And so tell us a little bit about some of the characters that are there. You got both American and Vietnamese characters in your book, right?
Yes, it's basically Chip and May. Chip is a U.S. Marine,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, Pete Hegseth got it wrong. They were in pretty good shape in the Vietnam era, you know, our Marines.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't the fatness, it was the fatheads in the Pentagon.
And that's a good Chip, way to put it, yeah.
Chip goes into May's front yard. May is 15 years old. Look at this little chick.
Mm-hmm.
She's 15 years old, never thought about war. Chip shoots her father in the head. May sees this, and at 15, she says, I'm going to kill every American I ever see.
Wow.
And conveniently, the Americans came in helmets and uniforms, and, you know, you could tell what an American was.
Mm-hmm.
So this May went out and sniped to death 5 Marines. Those are the kills she got medals for.
Wow.
And what is untold about the Vietnam War is the role of women. Here's a photo. This girl with the machine gun. Can you see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
She killed 174 Americans.
Wow.
Look at, she's 22 years old.
Wow.
The number one Marine sniper killed 94. We write books about them. You know, we herald them. But this is unknown that girls were out there killing Americans. And it was because of that 1,000 years of fighting the Chinese. And they went out and they had a plan. We you know, in America, the story is, how did this happen? You can watch 18 hours of Ken Burns, and it's like, wow, this is still confusing. But if you go to Vietnam, well, actually, you can't get them to talk to you, but I did. It took me 6 months of drinking tea. And if they part the veil and tell you, they had a plan. They were teenagers, but they knew how to seize the initiative. This was not happenstance or accidental that Vietnam beat America. They had a plan, they knew they were going to do it, and they executed the plan.
Well, it's also the fact that they're actually defending their home. You know, that's an important thing. You know, that's a big advantage for defenders when they're actually fighting for their lives and fighting for their home, as opposed to people who are going because they've been told that there's some kind of geopolitical thing, maybe. That maybe exists or maybe doesn't exist. I think that is a key thing. I think that's a real big part of why we do so poorly in all these asymmetric wars everywhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, that's... If Ho Chi Minh... I'm from Wisconsin. If Ho Chi Minh had invaded Wisconsin, that war would still be going on.
Yeah.
We would never give up.
That's right.
I mean, you know, me at 15 years old, I knew every alleyway. I could run at night for 5 blocks, jump over fences. I knew what doors were open, you know. So they were defending their homeland. That's the key. And I've been to Afghanistan. You know, I lived in Iran. This bombing of Iran that we recently did in June, that united the Iranian people like never before.
Oh, yeah. And we already
support your leader if you... A Vietnamese guy told me, he said, you know, we were trying to recruit people in this valley, this isolated valley. And they said, what's an American? What's the war? What are you talking about? And then an American jet came and dropped bombs. And he said, we didn't have to recruit anymore. You Americans got everybody in line with just a few bombs.
You know, we've seen that in movie after movie as well, haven't we? You know, movies about, you know, the American Revolution or whatever, where somebody's like, I don't want to get involved in the Civil War or whatever. I don't want to get involved until the war comes to them and they get attacked by one side unnecessarily. Now they get galvanized and they're in it. I think that's the key thing. You know, we lose our wars before they even begin because we don't talk about why we should be there. And if we go to war for an unjust cause, we are going to lose that war eventually because the people who have a just cause in terms of defending themselves are going to have the determination to finish it and whatever it takes. That is the most important thing, I think, is that determination. We talk.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
About the morality of whether we have a just war or not. You know, have we been attacked? And how are we going to fight this? But when we ignore that, and we start acting as the world's policeman, then what we've done is we've sown the seeds of a shaky foundation that isn't going to be able to sustain us. And on the other side, they have a strong foundation to fight back. As you point out, if they had invaded us, we would still be fighting them. I think that's a key thing. I think we
lose. But David, can I interrupt here?
Sure.
I'd like to say to your viewers and listeners, If you could just back up and listen again to what David just said, that is the key to this book, Precious Freedom. They were defending mom and dad.
Yeah.
And they had a plan. And the Americans went and they were fighting communists. You know, how do you find a communist? And what is a communist? The Vietnamese I interviewed who were 15, 16, 17 years old back in the 1960s, the one guy told me, he said, I didn't know democracy or communism. He said, they shot my mother and killed her. He said, that's all I had to know.
Yeah, that's right. And that's how we lose these wars. We don't understand what we're really fighting for. So you talk about a distorted revisionism that we've seen here in the U.S. Define that a little bit. When we talk about the Walter Cronkite version of the war, when we talk about the Ken Burns version of the war, how has your vision of the war changed? You said it took you a while to come to terms with that.
Well, here is a real mind teaser. And I hope you don't mind if I use visuals. It'll save blabbering on. But the American view of the war, if you turn on Ken Burns, Walter Cronkite, look at any documentary, starts with this. There was a North Vietnam and a South Vietnam. Can you see it?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a border between two countries, and we came to rescue South Vietnam against North Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into this 85-year-old guy's house, and he said, Mr. Bradley, he said, this was all imaginary. The New York Times drew a line across my country. He said, I never thought I needed a visa to visit my uncle. There was one Vietnam. This is how they viewed it. Yeah. There was one Vietnam, and we invaded the whole thing. So my brother was told, you know, you go train in the Marines, you go to the South Vietnam, and you fight for freedom against these terrible commies. But the Vietnamese never saw it that way. They saw one country. And if you read the speeches everybody's giving, I mean, all the Vietnamese, they start with, there's only one Vietnam, there will only be one Vietnam. And they were right. If I drew a line across Texas, David, you know, I'm Canadian, and I come down there with the Canadian Army, and I say there's a West Texas, East Texas, there's a border, you're bad on the west side, the good is on the... Like, what are you talking about? We're Texan. There's one Texas. And you would, you know, down to your grandkids, you would fight to have that reality come back. What you said earlier, about 7 minutes ago, the key was not our veterans. They did a good job.
Yeah.
The key was our leaders set up a false situation right from the start. We lost that war before we started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is now the politicians that were there? Okay, so you got Ho Chi Minh in the north, and you got the South Vietnamese government. Was that something that Americans created? Was that a CIA creation, or was that something that so it didn't start with the French? Yeah, so it was a CIA creation.
What happened? If I could, you know, the French were there for 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Catholic Church, by the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the church, the French went in 1880s. They couldn't control, just like us in Afghanistan. They had the cities. They couldn't control the country. Ho Chi Minh goes overseas to study the Western media for 30 years and then figures out how to beat the Americans. He comes back. First, they push the French out. Well, in 1954, when they pushed the French out, they agreed, we'll have a temporary line at the 17th parallel. Temporary.
Uh-huh.
And they wrote in the Geneva language, this is not two countries, this is not a border. The French have been here for 80 years, and we're just going to let them withdraw to the south, and then, you know, to get the French on ships, to let them go. But the Alan Dulles, the CIA, Dwight Eisenhower, Cardinal Spellman, Pope Pius came in and said, hocus pocus, CBS, New York Times, make that a border. And hocus pocus, look at, there's this country, South Vietnam, North Vietnam. Well, we weren't paying attention. What was in Indochina? So I grew up thinking there's a North Vietnam, South Vietnam. I saw it every day. I mean.
Oh, me too, yeah.
You know, yeah. But we know people that think that there was a COVID thing that hit the United States, right?
That's right.
And that there's a vaccine that makes you, if you take poison, you get healthy.
Yeah.
So what they did with us, Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK, and there's these two countries. But the Vietnamese, the people there, tens of millions, didn't, you know, what are you talking about, two countries? The South Vietnamese leaders had been in the French Air Force. They were traitors to the country. Mm-hmm. When McNamara stood with the South Vietnamese leaders, the Vietnamese looked and like, wow, we beat the French and now here's the American enemy also. Mm-hmm. So this is why it took me 10 years. I had to unravel everything I knew about the Vietnam War.
Yeah, and of course that happened not that long, I guess, after really, maybe a decade or so after what we had done in Iran. You know, that's the other thing. Americans look at Iran and they remember the hostage situation and the Ayatollah. What they don't remember was what happened with the Shah that we put in power and the Savak that the CIA trained. And I've talked about that many times. I was exposed to that because I had in the engineering school there was a lot of Iranian students who came there, and they were protesting, and I was asking them why they were wearing masks, and they started telling me about the Savak, and it's like, what? You know? Our history and our perception is so distorted by media and so distorted by a selective starting point in the narrative that it is really hard to get to the truth. That's why, you know, books like this are very important to open up people's minds to understand how they've been controlled, I think. So you really kind of see this as a David and Goliath story, right?
Well, I don't know David and Goliath, but it's a story of the Vietnamese. They're, like if you poke a Japanese, they have a certain history. They have mm-hmm. no ability. They've never been invaded, you know? Mm-hmm. They haven't practiced those arts. If you talk to an American, our history is not how we were invaded by Mexico and then the Germans invaded us and then we don't have those skills. But the Vietnamese, that's their only history. Mm. If you're Vietnamese, you grow up with that history of, you know, great-grandfather fought the Chinese here and then your great-great-grandfather fought the Mongols in that river. I mean, I have a picture of a guy who was 16 years old, about this tall, and he sunk five Navy ships on a river using techniques that were 1,000 years old. The Battle of the Bac Dang River from 932. And I said, you were 16 and you recreated a battle that was 1,000 years old? And he said, yes, Vietnam has a proud military history.
Wow.
So that's what they know. So if you want to lose a war, invade Vietnam tomorrow. Use nuclear arms. Use whatever you want. You're going to lose.
Yeah. That's amazing. And I guess we probably could say the same thing about Afghanistan as well. They have taken down one empire after the other, taken them on and taken them down in their country. So I guess they've got a long history of guerrilla warfare as well.
But David, why do we choose?
Yeah.
Because they wear sandals? I mean, I Pete Hegseth wants, you know, short hair and no beards. Well, geez, you know, they call these girls. I mean, look at this. This is Ho Chi Minh. Okay, that's Ho Chi Minh with General Ziap.
Yeah.
Ho Chi Minh is the military genius of the Vietnam War. Beat the French and the Americans. Look at this tiny guy's with General Ziap. General Ziap is the winningest general of the 20th century. David, we talk about Eisenhower and MacArthur. Ziap beat the French. He beat the Japanese. He beat the Americans. He beat the Chinese. Vietnam is the only country in the world to have defeated three members of the United Nations Security Council. That's their history, is wow. how to get rid of the invader. Wow. And we wouldn't listen to that. But can I just say something?
Oh, yeah.
That there was a United States Marine Commandant, General Shoup. General David Shoup, Medal of Honor, Tarawa, Medal of Honor, one of the worst Marine battles. This guy knew battles. And he resigned when Johnson wanted to go in Vietnam. And General Shoup put on a suit and tie and crisscrossed the countries in the 60s saying, there's no way we can win. Ho Chi Minh's the George Washington. Mm-hmm. So there was a David Knight understanding that the media was, you know, mm-hmm. fooling the American public back in the 1960s. And it was being broadcast by a United States Marine commandant, not some, you know, crazy pinko, mm-hmm. you know, demonstrating, mm-hmm. but a commandant was saying, the Vietnamese are never going to give up. We're going to lose. He said, the Vietnam War is not worth one of our deaths.
Yes.
This was coming from a military man, and he was right. But Washington wouldn't listen because Brown and Root, which became Halliburton, Lockheed, you know, mm-hmm. they made out. Oh, Vietnam yeah. wasn't a tragedy for them. It was a profit center.
When I was looking at it as a young teen and then on into high school, it looked to me like, you know, the military-industrial complex was using it to practice and develop weapons. I mean, I could see that even when I was in high school. These guys are making a killing from this stuff, and they're using it to as a testing ground.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
For their military hardware that they want to sell.
Yes, sir.
And seemed like all it was to me, you know, when I looked at that. It's absolutely insane how we have been manipulated, controlled, and misguided by these people who are the leaders that are there, and they still keep doing the same thing over and over again. Now you got a fictional character. I think it's the mother of the main American character, the Marine, and she kind of goes through this transformation that I think a lot of people in America did. I remember when it first started. You know, my family's conservative, so they would, we're going to make the world safe for democracy type of thing. And then gradually they started to understand what this war was really about. And I think you've got a character that represents that in the mother. Is that correct?
Betty. Mm-hmm. Betty is the mother of Chip. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, is college educated. She's from Minnesota and a wonderful woman. Gives her son to the United States Marine Corps. And then a funny guy by the name of Muhammad Ali says, I'm not going to kill brown people. You know, this is an mm-hmm. immoral war. Mm-hmm. And what she's shocked by is that the media doesn't report his words. And she finds his words from a friend. And she's like, why isn't Walter Cronkite saying why Muhammad Ali won't go? And then a guy by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King stands up in Riverside Church and says, the United States government is the biggest purveyor of violence in the world. We are supporting a dictatorship. Ho Chi Minh is the George Washington. We cannot win. Mm-hmm. 153 newspapers criticize Dr. King, but the key is nobody read Dr. King's speech. Because the Washington Post, New York Times, AP, nobody would reprint it because it was the truth. And guess what? Dr. King got a bullet in the head
yeah.
1 year to the day of that anti-Vietnam speech.
Wow. Well, they really don't, not too concerned about killing people, are they? I mean, you know, it can be one-on-one or it can be tens of thousands of people. Yeah.
And this wakes Betty up. And mm-hmm. Betty slowly begins with a friend of hers who's a librarian to see that, oh my God, She's supporting this violence unconsciously. She doesn't know that she gave her son to this wrong cause. And of course, her son comes back damaged, like so many of all of the, you know, my father, he's a symbol of heroism. Donald Trump has got my dad right behind him. If you look at a shot of Trump in the Oval Office, the Iwo Jima statue is right behind him. My father cried in his sleep for the first 4 years of his marriage. I learned that after he died. My mom told me. You know, this is war. We have got to stop talking about heroism and start to own up to, if you want to go to war, let's have the Trump kids go first.
That's right.
And then, you know, the grandkids of Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth must have somebody, you know, send them all first. My dad was on Iwo Jima, and there were colonels in front of him. There were colonels getting shot. Come on, boys. They were leading from the front. In Vietnam, the colonels were in helicopters and in the back. Boys, you go out there.
Yeah.
The military changed after World War II, and we still have not righted it.
Yeah, leading from the rear, except that, you know, Trump put out that picture of him as the Robert Duvall character in Apocalypse Now. It's like, if that isn't disturbing, I don't know what is. If he sees himself that way, a guy who has never been to war, and he's going to be the guy quarterbacking this from the back. And when you look at just the disconnect that is there and the lack of depth as he talked to these generals that he summoned in there, well, it's truly is amazing, and it really is something I think that people need to pull back and take a look at what a just war is, and they need to look at our history of idiotic aggression. I mean, we're about to do this again in several different places. I mean, they want to go into Venezuela. They would like to get involved, I think, in Iran. Boy, you talk about a quagmire in Iran, as large as that country is, and the history that that we've had with them, a lot of pent-up anger because of what the CIA has done in Iran for a very long time. We just don't seem to learn those lessons, and it's a very important lesson to learn, isn't it?
Well, why can't we learn those lessons? You know, you should be broadcast, you know, prime time, but you're telling the truth. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, what you say about Iran, I lived in Iran. Iranians saved my life. I learned that Iran is Persia.
Yeah.
Iran is not, Iran is not in bombing Baltimore. You know, China's not in San Francisco Bay. I'm out here in Mauritius in the middle of the Indian Ocean. And at night I can almost hear all the billions of dollars of equipment that America is pre-positioning here to bomb Iran. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Let's stop it. Let's make Chicago great. You know, put the money in St. Louis rather than out here in Diego Garcia. But this is what the book is about. That's why Oliver Stone said, if we knew what I found out in Precious Freedom, mothers would have never given their kids to go to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yes. We need to be skeptical of what the government is telling us when it gets us into these wars. And now I'm afraid they were probably going to say, and if, you know, people had known this, we wouldn't have gotten involved in Venezuela and Iran and start, you know, a war with China and Ukraine and all these other things that we're trying to escalate. Look at how many different theaters we're in right now, and these are big fights. And I think it was Colonel Douglas McGregor said, we're really picking fights that, you know, we can't cash these checks, essentially, to paraphrase what he had to say. Sure. We're still doing that everywhere. It's incredibly bad leadership that we have, civilian as well as military.
Right. That's the story of Precious Freedom.
Yes.
That what the reason I'm talking about the book, and I'm so grateful that you're getting it out there, is it's not a book about the Vietnam War. It's a book about America, American media, how we are being fooled, the military industrial complex. You know, and how the world sees us and how we're taking our innocent sons and daughters and whipping them into these froths of what we call patriotism and sending them over to situations that they cannot win in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but again, it took me 10 years to figure it out. Vietnam, you know, I thought of Vietnam as some dark place, you know, the jungles, and they're growing by 8% a year. Mm-hmm. The Vietnamese are confident. They will welcome you if you go there. And I realized Vietnam War was a tragedy for them, but it was a victory. They mm-hmm. won. Mm-hmm. They have the confidence of winners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tip my hat to all the American Vietnam veterans. They did what they were trained to do. The problem was our leaders put them in a jar that was impossible to break out of, a situation, and we lied and lied and lied. I believed all, you know, I'm 71 now. I believed many of these lies till I was, you know, 53 and went to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Walter Cronkite, because you mentioned him a couple of times, and, you know, Operation Mockingbird was very prevalent then. We know that he was very friendly to the CIA narratives and stuff like that. But at the same time, as that was happening, I heard criticism from the right saying, you know, he's going to cause us to lose the war because he's reading the names of the men every night that are killed in this war. What is your take on how that was, that part of the propaganda, the Cronkite CBS?
Walter Cronkite, you know, it's just like all our prostitutes right now. Mm-hmm. They successfully, you know, go down the line so that the CIA will keep them, you know, in the chair. And they appear to be, you know, oh, this war, you know, people are dying. Walter Cronkite went to Vietnam a number of times. He knew William Colby of the CIA, who was running the CIA operations. Mm-hmm. William Colby later admitted that the United States secretly, the CIA, kidnapped 80,000 innocent civilians, tortured them, killed them, 80,000. Wow. He admitted this to Congress. Wow. Walter Cronkite, David Halberstam, all these guys knew what was happening. It was a torture program. We had torture centers all over South Vietnam. Hmm. They knew, you know, but they didn't admit that. We bombed Laos. There was an airport in Laos that was the busiest airport in the world in the middle 60s. Where was Walter Cronkite?
Yeah.
Right. William Westmoreland, General Westmoreland, was probably the biggest opium dealer of the 1960s, running opium through the Saigon airport out to, that was the French connection, out to the Mediterranean, washing the money in the Vatican Bank. This was all William Westmoreland. What happened to William Westmoreland after Johnson kicked him upstairs? He went to be chief of staff of the army. And he started to work on Gladio in fighting the communists in Italy. This was a worldwide opium network that started, you know, in the Golden Triangle. Mm-hmm. They shipped it out of Vietnam because we controlled it militarily. You're talking about billions of dollars of CIA money. Mm-hmm. So Walter Cronkite didn't know this, our top newsman. Yeah. Morley Safer couldn't figure this out.
It wasn't on the script they were given. When you look at Afghanistan and what happened there with opium stuff, it's amazing that we keep seeing all of these different how they've used the war on drugs to fund their military operations. I'm thinking Iran Contra and other things like that. The CIA is a whole nother story. Maybe we'll do a book on them one day as well. So, you know, when we look at this moving forward, there's a lot of different characters that you're able to with a fiction thing, a lot of different people, stories that you're able to pull into a fictional account that'd be difficult, as you said, to do otherwise. Tell us a little bit more about the book and your approach to that.
Well, you know, Mr. Son was...
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
It was a 21-year-old Viet Cong leader. When I was 13 years old, I watched CBS News. And they said, here we are on Route 9. Route 9 is the key artery that cuts across the parallel to the DMZ. Mm-hmm. And the Marines are out on Route 9. And I looked and I thought, wow, my brother's Marines control Route 9. So I go out to Route 9 years later with Mr. Song. And I said, oh, yeah, this is Route 9. I remember seeing this in newsreels back when I was a kid. He said, you didn't see us in those. He said, you didn't see me in those newsreels. And I said, what do you mean? Your nickname is the Tiger of Route 9. Why didn't I see you? He said, because Americans shot all the newsreels during the day. He said, we were sleeping during the day. Ho Chi Minh said, America has eyes in the sky. Don't fight during the day. He said, I didn't fight in the day. I fought at night. It's easy to be courageous at night.
Yeah.
So what I didn't realize is America never dominated Vietnam for a 24-hour period. I'll repeat that. America was never winning, not even for 24 hours, because every day at 4 p.m., what did the Marines do? They retreated, and they dug a hole. They went back in. They put wire around. They put mines, and they tried to get some sleep. And that's when the Viet Cong came out. They had specialists trained to walk like spiders through these minefields and disconnect them all and then attack the Marines at night. So after the sleepless Marines woke up, the survivors, they couldn't go out on Route 9. They had to have minesweepers. There are all sorts of mines out there. The Vietnamese were fighting at night. You need night goggles, night film to see the Vietnam War from the view of the Vietnamese.
Wow.
And the other thing is, you know, President Obama told a group of Vietnam veterans, you won every battle. Well, what are you talking about? Ho Chi Minh trained his people. He said, don't win a battle. He said, we're just going to ambush. If you knock off the pinky of a Marine, they'll report that home. There'll be doctors. There'll be, you know, tourniquets. He said, you know, you ambush, quick in, quick out. The three quicks and the one slow. The three quicks, you know, get ready, attack, withdraw. What's the one slow? Prepare. He said, never attack unless you have the advantage. So if I was 15 in Wisconsin, David, I could figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to see this Canadian Army moving in a bunch with helmets. I'm not going to attack them. They could kill me. But I'm going to get them, you know, when they turn the corner, they're not looking, you know, slingshots, get them in the knee, run away, hide in the bush. They were ambushing us. We never controlled Vietnam for a 24-hour period.
Wow. Yeah, that's very different from what I've heard. I've always heard the line, like you point out with Obama, he's not the first or only one who said that. I've heard that from a lot of people. We won every battle, but then they would turn away and leave it, you know, so that was their best case example of trying to explain what was happening there. And even when they put that spin on it, it's like, we had leadership that could win every battle and lose the war. What's the matter with this? But that puts a whole new spin on it, the fact that they're pulling back constantly. And of course, the Vietnamese understood that they were fighting a war of attrition. And, you know, because they understood America. And he understood that, as you point out, because they had a lot of experience with other invaders, it's that war of attrition. And that's how we always lose these wars, these asymmetric wars. We go in and try to occupy a country and turn it into what we want it to be. Then it turns into a war of attrition. And that truly is an amazing insight. That's very different from what we heard. That's why it's important for people to see this book, I think.
You know, and I'm a Wisconsinite talking to somebody in Texas. If I could bring up, of course, the number one game in the history of football, the Ice Bowl, 1967, Dallas Cowboys, Lambeau Field, Vince Lombardi, Bart Starr. If you look at the stats, the Dallas Cowboys rushed for more yards. They had more sacks. You could look at the stats, and that's like the Vietnam War. It's as if the Texas news media said, hey, look, we won that game in Lambeau Field, that Ice Bowl for the NFL championship. Look, we ran for more yards. Look, we had more sacks. Look at this stat. Look at that stat. But in the end, the Green Bay Packers, Bart Starr, Vince Lombardi won. And Ho Chi Minh was the Vince Lombardi. General Ziap was the winningest general of the 20th century. And I'm not saying this to rub it in. I'm saying it to, if we had realized these things, and even if we would realize what happened in Vietnam, that's the source, you know, folks, there's a David Knight Gold. And David, you and I don't know each other. We didn't talk about this in advance. I would, you know, recommend everybody right now, take your dollars, go to David Knight Gold, get it, get some gold. Why am I saying that? In 1966, the Prime Minister of Vietnam told the New York Times, you're going to go off the gold standard. This war is going to ruin the dollar. He told that to the Times. The Times readers in 66 couldn't figure it out. 71, Nixon goes off. It's because of Vietnam. The reason we lost in Iraq and Afghanistan is we didn't look at the lessons of Vietnam. The economy, the debt, the riots that we have right now, the government lying, these are all stories that came, you know, the seed of them is in the Vietnam War, and they're in this book, Precious Freedom.
Yes. We keep making those same types of decisions. You know, when you talk about the general who went around telling everybody that Ho Chi Minh was like George Washington, and that really is the way that they we won the Revolutionary War. Again, defending your home, and it wasn't like they won any battles. I mean, they won Yorktown. That was like basically the first battle that they really won. But they were all wars of attrition, and it was like, you know, the British could say, yeah, we got those guns and conquered in Lexington, but then they got hammered the entire time they were coming back. And we need to think in those terms, and we need to stop thinking like the world's policemen. And we just can't get that through to people. Maybe, you know, your book can get that into people's minds, that perspective, and how we have just the wrong approach in terms of doing this. But again, I think it comes back to the fact that, and things are only getting worse in this regard, that we don't have the proper kind of determination whether we're going to get involved in a war. I mean, you look at the wars that we've had since World War II, it's predominantly been because there hasn't been a real consideration or discussion of what's happening. We've been lied into it and pushed into it by the executive branch and a supine Pentagon that is there. It's interesting that you mentioned Westmoreland. I didn't know about his involvement with Gladio. I mean, I've looked at Gladio quite a bit, but I didn't notice that he was there. And we should think about that part of it as well. I mean, NATO has got an unbelievable history when you go back and look at NATO, not just the things that are happening in Eastern Europe, but a long, long history of false flags and things like that. The book is Precious Freedom, and I tell you, freedom is precious, and so is life. And we have allowed our government to put them on a very low priority. They've got a different priority, and we need to start waking up as a people. And I think the important thing is that we have to. And, you know, when you've got a fictional narrative like this, it's very powerful because you can get into people's feelings in a way that's difficult to do in a nonfiction book. And I think that that ability to tell a narrative story like that can really affect people's hearts and minds. And that's what this is all truly about. That was something that was a big part of the Vietnamese, Vietnam War was the hearts and minds that they were losing. And we need to make sure that they don't have control of our hearts and minds again. And I think the best anecdote is to have the truth presented to them in a very effective way. And I think your book is one of those ways that people can get that message out to people.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate
and
that.
And thank you for giving me the chance to talk about it.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. I think it's very important work, and I think it's important for people to see this. And we all grew up with Vietnam, and I think it's also important for people to go back and to question what they were told. And once you do that, that's a real eye-opening experience. And so many of us have had that experience with Vietnam. I know a lot of people who went to Vietnam, and they had that same kind of experience and were severely harmed by that. But our country was severely harmed by the Vietnam War. So again, the book is Precious Freedom, and people can find it on Amazon. Is that the best place for people to find your book? Do you have a website that you're selling it? Okay.
Jump to Amazon. It will be, you'll get it delivered November 11th. It's being, you know, officially published, but pre-orders, you know, really help a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, this is going to have a lot of readership in Asia. Vietnam was not a small American story. It was global.
Yes. It should be made into a movie. Like your other book was. I think it would I think it'd be a great movie. It's a story that really needs to be told. Who knows? Maybe Clint Eastwood will do it. He's still game for doing movies. He's not giving up yet on that. But maybe they'll find a good director if there's any left in Hollywood. I don't know. But it'd be a great movie, I'm sure. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, James Bradley. And again, the book is Precious Freedom. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, 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 multiply!
With Best to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Wait a minute. Where am I?
Sorry, Jefferson. The scoundrels who put America on central bank fiat currency used our heads on their coins as some sort of trophy. Despicable.
This is outrageous. Washington, I spent my life fighting centralized power. Now the Federal Reserve monopoly parades us around on their monopoly money. Tell me there's some good news to all this.
Well, there is a coin they can't control. One that isn't backed by the Fed, but backed by the Fed up. The all-new David Knight Show commemorative coin. Now patriots can support a show that won't sell out with a limited edition coin that's sure to sell out quickly.
They say money talks, and this coin has something worth listening to. The truth doesn't need inflation, only support.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at apsradio.com.
All right. right. And I want to get some of your comments here. And I saw this, Lance put this here. Do you have any thoughts about, I should have asked him about the Vietnam bank accounts and their digital ID push. That I should have asked him about that. But anyway, I didn't see your comment there, Lance. That would have been a great question. HiBoost says, Vietnam was a distraction for the communists in America to take over the U.S. government. Yeah, you want to talk about the domino theory? Let's talk about one bureaucracy after the other. Let's talk about one college after the other. Let's talk about college and kindergarten and K through 12, all the rest of this stuff. That's your domino theory. That was what was happening while we were distracted abroad and fighting a kinetic war. The commies were taking over our country left and right with this. Guard Goldsmith, Ken Burns is a rabid propagandist. Yeah, I agree. I really enjoyed his Civil War thing, and it was totally fake. I mean, I enjoyed the way the presentation and the music, the theme song from it, and that type of stuff. But I knew too much about history to take it seriously. I enjoyed listening to Shelby Foote every once in a while. He'd have him on, but and it was an interesting approach they took with the still pictures. Nevertheless, as you're right, he's a propagandist. His PBS docs are filled with misrepresentation, partial truths to push a big DC narrative each time. He just does great soundtracks. I got to give him that. You know, he does. He's a good at what he does. Although the truth is not there in the documentaries. Jerry Alitalo says a good follow-up documentary to The Fog of War would be The Stupidity of War. Yeah. GDP330, does he mention the Gulf of Tonkin incident in his book? Israel can nearly sink the USS Liberty with zero consequences, yet we go to war with Vietnam for supposedly attacking one of our subs. Good point, yeah. And McNamara admitted in The Fog of War that was completely a false flag. So he said, we don't know what happened with that, and we manufactured it. Well, could it have been this? Could it have been that? Yeah, okay, well, then we'll call it that. And so, that was the way they lied us into that. It was totally a false flag. Replying to Defy Tyrant 1776, I said, America has no right nor authority to overthrow governments around the world. Every time America does that, we leave it worse off than before. America causes chaos, misery, and death all around the world. Yeah, and it is the CIA that is usually the ones that are involved in that. You know, they're overthrowing governments, and every time they do it, we wind up with a worse situation. Sounds like the globalists wanted Vietnam, says Tunnel Lord 1337. But regular people fought back and won. You look at it, and it's like, what really was their goal? I imagine it was kind of a neocolonialism that they wanted to set up a foothold there right underneath China. And because they did push that narrative that, you know, we were really fighting China. That was really the goal that was there. It was just right now we're fighting them in Vietnam. But perhaps that was what it was. Maybe they wanted a military base there close to China. Who knows? Karen Carpenter, 27. We have a lot of people whose parents and grandparents had to leave Vietnam and Laos because they worked with Americans in the war. Hmong people. Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, our daughter that we adopted was from Hepu, which is about 100 miles from, it's in China, but it's about 100 miles from Hanoi. And when we brought her back and took her to church, there was a couple there. Both of them had been, both the man and the wife, had both been in the American military in Vietnam. And they said, oh, you adopted a Vietnamese child. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Could have been. They were so close that, you know, people were going back and forth between those cities that were there. But Gene X says, the backstory of the relationship between the Vietnam War and oil exploration is often ignored. Well, usually there's oil somewhere involved in that. I don't know that story. C.J. Prumble says, what a disgrace that we have been post-World War II. Absolutely true. I mean, we look at it, and I credit Truman for kicking all this stuff off because, you know, he was the one who started this whole idea, we're going to be a policeman of the world, and, you know, we're going to, the Korean War and that type of thing. But he also created the National Security State. He created the CIA, the NSA. And so it was really kind of his approach, and we have built upon that, and it's metastasized like a cancer. Be My Valentine says there were so many demonstrations against the Vietnam War. I agree. And you know, as I started watching this, and as I started, my perspective on it was, you know, they're just playing at this thing. You know, it's like, if you go in, if you want to take the narrative that I had heard all the time, not what James had just said, but the narrative that we won every battle, but then we abandoned the fields and let them take it over. It was probably, certainly on a 24-hour basis, that was definitely true. But I looked at that, and it's like, these guys are not serious. And they're playing with the lives of everybody. And when I was already against the war, but I saw these Vietnam demonstrations by the hippies and all the rest of the stuff, I saw that as counterproductive. Because I'd see the same thing that I see now with MAGA. You know, you'd have conservatives who start to come around and say, wait a minute, they're just playing with our sons and over there, and they're not really serious about winning this, and I don't know why we're there in the first place. They would start to wake up with that, and then you would bring in the hippies. You'd bring in the dirty, druggy hippies, and they would start rioting, and everybody would go, well, that's it. If they're against it, I'm for it. And we still see that today with the political fights that we have. People will look at it, they won't think about the principles. Once they see somebody, it's like, oh, I don't like people like that. And if people like that are for it or against it, then I'm on the opposite side. And so there was this kind of group thing. And I really saw these Vietnam War demonstrations as being very counterproductive to trying to get people to do the right thing. Adrian was right, says, paradoxically, the Vietnamese love American capitalism now. That's right. So much so that Trump feels threatened by them, and he's got his 40% tariffs on him. Yeah, Madeleine Albright, a million dead children was worth it. Yeah, she's where she belongs right now. Yeah, that's true. They really don't care. They don't care about our lives. They don't care about the lives, of course, of other people either. That is the attitude of these people. They think they are a different species than we are. They think we're simply animals. That's a very dangerous thing. We see that in so many leaders on both sides of the aisle. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day. The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates, but now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert. So you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.